Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. I could have had that music playing, but I'm not going to play the music. I'm going to get right down to business. Gordo, hit the one button. I'm going to go ahead and straighten everything out tonight so everybody can hear from the horse's mouth. I want Gordo on here, Jeff Rogers, Dexter, Kenny, who else I want? I'm not calling some people names out, and they can go ahead and hit the one button all the time they want, but I'm straightening my name out. So I don't want to hear none of the other shit. I want to make sure I clear it off. I don't care about none of the other shit. Right now I'm clearing my stuff up, and that's why I'm going and calling the people out. So it ain't going to be like your mic might not get opened up, because I'm straightening out stuff that I need to straighten out. So that's all to it. So I'm waiting for the couple of the other ones get on first, and then from there we'll straighten things out and let everybody hear what's going on so they don't have to be worrying about hearing something secondhand, because everybody's seen these live feeds, and there's a bunch of lies on a couple of the live feeds. So I like to straighten shit out right now and be done with it. I don't like to, and if anybody else don't like it, it is what it is. But the whole thing is sometimes people hear lies, and the people that know it ain't true, they should nip it in the bud. So if you can't nip it in the bud, then you're just as wrong as anybody else. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. Hold on. Let me make sure. I'm waiting for him to come in. He just texted me. Hold on. Let me make sure. I can call this guy in right now. Hold on 1 second. Anybody get Gordo, tell Corey to call in. Let me make sure I call this guy. Tell him to call in. Hope he can get in. I feel the line jam they're taking in. Yo, come on the line. Come on the line. All right. I might have Jeff Rogers on. I'm going to make sure I'm getting the people that was there, whatever, that knows stuff. Let me make sure I call Dexter right now, because I know he's supposed to been on here, because I'm clearing the air, clearing my name off the shit, because everybody thinks they hear stuff and they think they know what they're talking about. Jason, come on here too. Jason Gillespie, you can come on here. How about that? I want Jason to get on here too, because he witnessed everything and it is what it is. I'm going to ask him some questions and we can go from there. So everybody, after that, you want to ask questions, you can go ahead and ask them. Dexter, come on online. Man, I hope he can get on. Freaking look like all the lines might be full that quick. Holy shit. It's nonsense. Avon, you there? You can hit the one button too. Big Fred, I take Fred in here too. Some things need to be told. Some things need to be said. I'm waiting for it to come through. I don't know if you guys hit. You got to hit the one button, because otherwise it's clicking off. Hold on. Fat Albert, you there? All right. How you doing, Fat Albert?
Yeah, Joe, I'm on. Hey, but okay, for the first few minutes, I'm going to be on hold. I got to hook these trailers up. But I'm listening. But I'm going to be on mute.
Ain't no problem. No problem.
Okay, bud.
Jeff Rogers, your line is open, okay?
All right, I got you.
All right, I just want to get Dexter and everything else in here because I want to get in.
Get them all on at one time.
All right. Dexter, your line is open? I just want to make sure. Let me see if make sure who I got. I got to make sure I got all the one. Look, I just want to get everybody that I had that I asked for, because they know what I'm talking about, and they know what's lying and what's not a lie. And that's being it. Big Ed Kenny, my man Kenny, where you at? Make sure. Hold on. Let me make sure. I I appreciate that EP. I really do. You heard the bullshit that went down. But let me try to get. I'm gonna see. Make sure I got. I gotta make sure I get these guys in here right quick. Well, let me make sure, because I don't want nobody to miss nothing what I say. And so you hear it from the horse's mouth, so you don't hear from nobody else. Let me make sure I make the phone call. Cause once I say everything, I really ain't here to stay all night. I took a day off. I took out of work just to come and do this. Okay. All right, Fred, you on? You can hit the one button also, Fred. Let's go ahead. I'm gonna pull you in too. Cause I don't like what was said. I'm sure how lies are lies. Let me see if I don't know if this is the number or not, but no, that's not the number. And like I said, I ain't pulling everybody else in because I'm right now. This is about me. This is about me clearing my name. I don't like when somebody try to, they play kindness or weakness, and I ain't going to play it. I'm not the one to go lie on and nothing like that there. So call you out, I'll call you out. I mean, I'll call it out. And what I got facts here on the damn line. Whether you're not everybody that you heard that I call, I ain't got no problem telling nobody, saying what I said. I say it to anybody's face, the same thing what I'm telling everybody else right now. And they wonder like I told everybody. When they start getting ugly and acting stupid, that's when I'm going to move out the game. I'm sticking out the game, moving out. And you heard it first from me. I'm on moving out the game. I'm not going to be doing all this here like I used to. And I'm just saying straight out, I know a lot of people told me don't do that, but listen, sometimes I hate to say it. You got people up there looking, thinking they pocket watching, thinking they know something, don't know nothing. Don't know how much money you brought home or whatever. Sometimes they think that you got money, that you brought money home. But they don't realize what you give away. They don't realize what you turn around and support other people with the other things. So that being said, I'm gonna let Dexter tell it just how it is. Dexter, open up the you go ahead and just tell us anyhow. I wanna ask you something, Dexter. How much is it that last in March, what we charge for a tech card?
The same we've been doing for like eight years or so.
Yeah, same price. Yeah.
Same price. Nothing's went up. You pay $20 to get in. You pay $40 for a tech card. That's $60. So,
Hold on. I'm gonna just tell you the lie right now. I'm gonna just tell you something right now. I want to call you out on this here one, because I had a guy turn around, come on a live feed today, say he spent $160, but he wasn't in no shootout, nothing. Just on one day by himself, I don't know what he did. So I guess he paid $40 for a tech card and paid $20 to get in. I guess the other $100 must have been for some crack. That's how I look at it, because I know what it was. You know what it was. I know we ain't changed no prices, and that's how it is. But we're going to go a little further than that. How is it when you park on the other side, is it not free or not, or and you can walk directly into the pits? Am I right?
That's right. And the only reason we charge $20 to park on the pit side is to discourage people from parking over there.
Okay. All right, so now I got to ask you questions, because let me just tell you how it went down, how some stuff went down. And accused me of not taking, like, doing something for somebody else, but I gave the import guys, I gave them guys money. Can you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I can elaborate on that. I do shows without Joe Gray. A couple of shows without Joe Gray. Don't partner on me. He don't partner with me on it. And I'm looking at a bigger deal. So I'm getting these guys to come down here to bring something different
to the grudge race and to this area. I did that. Not just.
All right. I just want to clear the air. I mean, he was even throwing prices out. Like, I gave this amount of money and blah, 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 and all this crap.
Don't want to get fired about what he charged or whatever, blah, blah, how much it costs to do this. Another guy that was wanting to promote, wanted to get him at their show. And so that's where all this came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to make sure I clear that up because I already told the person that I had nothing to do with it in the first place, but they keep bringing up my name. And every time it's a lie after a lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of it. And I'm just saying, as long as you keep putting my name in your mouth, I'm going to put something in your mouth to turn around and shut it up. I'm just being real. I'm tired of it. I'm being good about it a long time. Everybody want to take kindness for weakness. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I get this guy. Oh, man, he's too late. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, what's up, Kenny? Well, I hope it ain't full. You try. Okay. I try to call you. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, so basically, okay, so I just got to let you know something, too. Go ahead and tell them about the, let's just put it out there right now, what you've been doing for 16 years, and then you took me on in 11 years, what I was doing with you, so everybody knows. So sometimes you don't know, people don't know stuff which is not to be put out there to turn around and showcase. If you're doing it from your heart, you don't have to turn around and show nothing. That's the sad part. These guys, I'm going to say it straight out. Some of you new grudge game promoters or whatever always got to go out there broadcasting something. But if you're doing it from your heart, you don't turn around and broadcast it. And I'm just saying, just like it is. So it is what it is, and I don't care if they don't like it. So go ahead and elaborate. You can do something on that one, too.
Okay. Well, 16 years ago, when I was managing a Fairway Drag Strip. I wasn't operating it at the time. My cousins were operating it. They was a motorcycle club that used to do a cancer event. We allowed to do a cancer fundraiser out there, and they did it 2 years, and then they gave up on it. So I picked up where they left off, and I incorporated no time shootouts and some bracket races and things of that sort. And we started finding other ways to raise money, and Joe came down. He was even part of the show, and he liked what we were doing. He really loved it. He was going ahead with it. We're going through a bout with cancer, and I think he had some friends that had cancer. And he said, well, let's start doing this with the show, you know. This is something we could do at the end of the year in October. And I was like, fine, you know, I was fine with it because that'd be like the more the merrier because that's what we were doing was for the fundraisers. And that's why, I don't know, people might get tired of me showing checks and stuff. I show that check just to show that we're legitimate. Everything's on the legit. We did it with the American Cancer Society for X amount of years, and then we moved over to the Cape Fear Valley Friends of the Cancer Center, and we have given money to individuals before. I think we had two young kids that had cancer, and the lady that was over the Friends of the Cancer Center when we raised the money, she just turned around and had told us just to give it directly to that family. Like I said, Joe came down. We was doing it. He said, I'm going to come down. You know, I want to, you know, be a part of it, see what you got going on. He came down. I don't know if you flew down or what. We picked you up from the airport. But anyhow, you felt Joe was really feeling what we were doing, and he wanted to incorporate it with the grudge races, you know, to get to just that, to, for grudge races to be a part of. A lot of his people wanted to be a part of. And that's how we incorporated, and we started doing that together, along with the walk and everything else. And the money was raised, was always given to an individual or organization. But it was our way, too, of showing at the same time as well in the spirit of giving is that we're the positive things that can come out of grudge races just like anybody else. It was a positive spotlight. We got a write-up on it down here. We didn't make the papers up there, but I got a write-up on the event and how things were, you know, how it came about and all that. But you know, but that's how all this.
And if they want to look, they can look. They can look at one of the things, the big check that was sitting out there, and that's when it started in the beginning of the year. And look how many. Look on the date, and you'll see how long ago it was, what year it was. That's just one of them. That's how the check was going. But we decided we're going to do something different this year. And, Dexter, you want to tell them what we decided to do?
Okay.
I mean, because I still do the thing with Dexter, and I always keep doing it from day one. And it's just something that I like, and I want to do it, and it is what it is. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, I know a couple people already asked me what we want to donate. I don't want to, but I asked Dexter, and I'm going to tell you just how it was. I told Dexter, I don't want nobody giving us something. We decided we got to do it. We kept it doing it from us. It's not coming from nobody else. So keep it on us, and that's it. It'd be out of our pocket, nobody else's pocket. I don't like nobody going back and say, we did this and we did. If you ain't can't, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of people don't do it from their heart, and that's all to it. So, and then they'll put it over your head. Well, I gave to this, and I don't want to hear that. It's not about that. It is not about that. So it's about turning around and helping others that's down or unfortunate, and that's all to it. So that's what this is about. So, Dexter, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just wanted to make sure you got to get that apart, because I know a lot of people ask me, and I don't want it. I just ask you, and I'll keep it that way. Whatever they want to do, if they decide they want to give somebody something, they can do it. It's no problem. But I'm keeping this separate. This is from, I'm saying it like this here. This is from the Grudge Races, and that's all Dexter's going to tell you. So, that's how, Dexter, you go ahead from there. I'm sorry, but just think. Got me so tight for it. You know how I was today, so.
Yeah, I've got a good partnership with Gallant, and they like what we're doing as far as the things, the positive stuff that we're doing. It's a good league for Grudge Racing, like I said before. And a matter of fact, that we're going to have two big checks. I'm writing one out, like I said previously this year, to the St. Jude's Hospital for $3,000, and that's going to be in the name of the Grudge Racers and the fans. It's not going to be in our name. This is from the Grudge Racers and the fans for their support, because without their support, we wouldn't be able to do it, right? We're not putting this in our pocket. It's nothing we're throwing in our pocket. We're giving it to a worthy cause, and it's a good look for all of us. It's a good look for Grudge Racing overall. Then we're going to write, Joe's going to put 25 on every legitimately lot being raised that gets off. And I guess we're going to try to schedule, hope we can get a good account from Fed Albert and all that with the races slot in to get off. And we're going to do a track presentations that day. So, I mean, if you post them and then Fed Albert says, yeah, they're legitimate. I got the DP money. And he's going to give us an account of how many locked in races we got locked in, and we have a general idea what we're going to have to write out, what check me and Joe going to write out that day in representation of Grudge Racing, the fans, and the Grudge Racers. We're going to do a plaque. We're going to do a plaque, a symbolic plaque with all the races' names that lock in the races to get off, because the money is given in the name of the Grudge Racers and the fans, because that's, like I said, without that, that's, it's not a game. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying? And so, and the fact, the phone call I've been getting from Joe these last couple of days is uncalled for. And it's from people that haven't been in the game, maybe not even a year. And I've seen this over the years that I've been involved in racing, that we get some one and done people that come in and try to dictate the route that this goes, or dictate how people do business and try to put slander on their name. And then after they're done for that year, you don't see them anymore, but you got people that went to them, you know, on their side, and it caused an awkwardness, and it caused division, which is really silly. I mean, you know, this is outside looking in. You know, we looked at all this, ain't nothing. I think I said earlier today that nothing's changed in the game. It's just a place. So, and that's the bad thing about it. You got some bad people, and they don't really know or really respect the game or respect what's really happening as far as getting good facilities to have these Grudge Races at. Because any and everybody aren't going to get a crack the door open for you to have a Grudge Race at it. So, and for someone, I mean, to sit there and take jabs at you it's spread falsehoods. It's real irritating. So keep your names out of mouth right now. It's real hard, but it's all, we all see it on live feed and all that stuff, which is a good thing in one way. It's good for hee-hee-ha-ha's, but some people use it to tear down at promoters, racers. That's not no good for the game. If they ain't got nothing to say or put forth for the game, they need to keep their freaking mouth shut. Because ain't none of us above anybody else. We all play our role in grudge racing. No one's bigger than the other. We all need each other for this sport. So if you ain't got no positive, all you got is negative, man. I mean, you just need to step aside and find another sport because you ain't going to last long in this game.
I agree on that 100%, Dexter. I do have a couple people over there. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I met a lot of people up on this game that actually supported me. And if anybody wants to say something, so I'll just say it straight out, and I don't sugarcoat nothing. Just like Gordo's event, he'll tell you, come out the straight out and tell you. When he had first come on the Nationals, it don't matter. I turned around, I was his first sponsorship and on that one. And whether Fred's event, I sponsored towards him. I don't care. I did Sammy's before. I ain't getting nothing out of it. But you know what the sad part is? When you turn around, you have to try to make something better for so the racers can get something. Then you always have one person that think they should be able to get more than another person or something, and I don't believe in that. I don't care what you are, how big you are, whatever, or how your name is. It don't matter. You ain't no better than another person. That's the reason why I was up there doing the food. That's the reason why I try to keep the prices down low. I could have went up. Sure, I could be like everybody and say 150 tech card. I don't do that. I figured I can try to get everybody something. Oh, there's been times that certain people that turn around and is in problem, and guess what? We're going to help them out. It's been many a times that I don't turn around, and there's no need for me even calling out no names, and I refuse to call out somebody's name. Now, only ones I ever call names because I don't forget them, and they actually always tell about it, and they told me to make sure I had said something to thank the grudge racers that was around them and everything, and I actually turned around certain things I said it came from the grudge game, and then turn around, in all due reality, it came from me, but I made them feel good that everybody was supporting them and being behind them. That's all to it. That's all it was. And the same thing we're doing right now is the same thing I'm doing now. I didn't want to turn around. I could turn around and say, oh, this come from me and Dexter. No, it's not going to come from me and Dexter. It's going to come from the grudge game. It's going to come from those grudge racers that racing and that love the sport. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep doing that. So, at my whole thing is I'm just changing around. I drop some of the stuff down. I'm not doing as much like you used to because I see envy and jealous or whatever. I ain't got time for it. I'm out there to have fun. And you know what? It's like a second home when I come down there, and it's like 1, 2, 3. Nobody is into the nonsense, and that's all to it. It's going to be that way. I'm going to keep it that way, you know. And I appreciate that too, Young Stang. Thank you. I appreciate what you said, Young Stang. I really do. You know, all the time, like, you know, I don't care if a race is in need, if we can help him, we try to help. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a family thing. When a racer get ready to get buried, we try to help. And we done did it before. So when somebody go and say that you ain't did something, and you need to go back and look in the mirror, maybe you ain't doing nothing for the game besides taking it. That's the whole thing. A lot of people don't even look at that. And I say it, that's what it is. It's all about that, you know, and it's crazy, man. It's going nuts. When I start seeing stuff like that, I ain't got no time for it. I don't want to be talking about it, and I'm not going to get involved in it. I'm trying to stay back and try to keep my head and keep my cool and to be real about it. I am one of the people that talk about, you know, when they fight or cancel fighter. I am a fighter. I don't give up. So all that crap, when I hear stupid stuff like that, I take offense to it when you turn around and somebody want to take away from the cancer walks or whatever. You know what? And just like they got the cancer walk there, you're not hearing me say nobody tell them not to go there. I wish them luck. I wish them well. I wish them to have the best cancer walk there is. You know? That's my whole thing. I won't separate them, and I refuse to separate them. So that being said, I wish them the best thing, and nobody should ever turn around and say the same thing. turn around, oh, I don't go to that one. You ain't going to hear me say that. I'm not going to say it. So that being said, I'm not splitting nobody up, and I refuse to it. That is, you heard it from me, nobody else. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this, and that's how I'm going to do it. And I'm cutting back. I hate to say it, but I talk to a lot of guys. A lot of guys call me. A lot of guys wanted to come in, and, you know, Jeff Rogers, you know, I met Jeff Rogers through the racing. I had a lot of guys over here through racing. Been friends ever since, and that's how it is, you know, and they don't have to be relatives or whatever, and these guys take the fun away from stuff, and when they start taking the fun away from it, I want to walk away. I try to stay away from certain things, you know, and I don't think it's a money thing, because somebody try to throw some money at me to try to take it from Dexter, and Dexter know what I'm talking about. And if that money didn't mean shit to me, I don't care what nobody say. I don't need the money. So if you think that's the money, friendship and money, you can't turn around and do it to me. I'm sorry. I'm a bigger man than that, and that's it. It don't matter about money. I'm just telling you straight out. If I'm with you, I'm with you. That's it. Done deal. So I ain't talking about nothing else. I just wanted to clear the air. I wanted everybody else to come on here. I was hoping Gordo came on here so he could clear the air too, so he can hear it. And with this money situation, because thinking like I gave somebody something, and I don't know what this pocket watching new shit is. It's crazy. You know, if you want to really say something, I have gave other guys stuff. Yes, I have. I have supported other races. I have turned around and helped other races with their program. I have helped people that turned around and got in trouble with something, and I helped them. But that's my money. That's nothing to do with you. Nobody should be up there looking at somebody, what they're helping somebody. Why is it that all of a sudden we got to worry about this one gave somebody something? Be happy that you can turn around now, and you might be the next one to get sponsored. That's how I look at it. Jason, my friend, and he'll stay my friend. He's been with me ever since the day one, and I will always back him up. Young Stang, hey, he could tell you when he had Showtime, regardless. When I thought I had cancer and I couldn't do no more racing, and my son didn't want to race because he was worried about me, and I turned around and I said, Young Stang, I need to go out there. And I turned around and he could tell you who did that car, helped sponsor on that car. And I to this day, that's how it was. It is what it is. I was with him and that's it. I didn't care. He went down to Florida, did his damage to his people, and I felt good. Be part of it. So all in all, it is what it is. All these little jokers out here crying and looking at somebody like they're doing something wrong because you're helping somebody else. They need to turn around and help somebody else themselves. They act like you got so much money. Why don't you go ahead and give out to somebody in need? That's what I look at it. You know, they told me a long time ago, it's easier to make yourself look like a millionaire than to be a millionaire. And that's being real. So all that dumb junk that everybody doing this here stuff, they need to chill out with it. That's why the grudge, everybody talking about the grudge game went south. Nah, the grudge game going south. You got people that up there making it south that ain't know nothing about how to turn around a grudge family. You know, a grudge race don't mean that you got to have a grudge against somebody. You know, so but it's a totally different era for me. I'm sorry. You know, and being real about it, to tear another man down and to try to build yourself up, to me, you're a piece of shit when you do that. And I'll say it. And don't care about it, what I say, because I really don't need it. I do it for the love of it. And I'm just telling you right now, and it don't matter to me. Sometimes I want to go to a track, I'll go to a track. If I want to go with somebody, I'll go with somebody. If I can make it to somebody's show, I'll make it. Nobody's going to tell me not to go to a show. You know, I mean, I don't know. I got so many people out there, whether you're black, white, purple, whatever you want to call you, I don't care. They're friends. I don't care. That's how it is. You got some people that you think that's your friend, and they'll be the ones that are stabbing you in the back. You got some people that help you, that you help, and they'll be the one to stab you in the back. So, you know what, I just try to keep myself the way I'm supposed to be, and that's it. I'm not going to say no more, but like I said, taking kindness for weakness ain't going to be good. And it ain't going to be, I'm just telling you straight out, I'm not with it, and it is what it is. I'm just not for it. And like I said, there's a lot of guys out there, you know, and I know. You can call me any day, and I'm there for you, regardless. And that's it. But there's just too much for me right now. I gotta turn around and stay away. from certain things, and that's it. I do. So I don't know. We got a lot of junk going on. You know, it's terrible, bro. It's terrible. I don't know what to say no more with you guys. You know, but that's being said, I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, and after that, I'm not really staying on because I'm going to relax, and that's it. I'm not going to get my blood pressure worked up. I am just done with certain things. And like I said, you know, I wanted to thank a few of those guys. Like I thank you, Dexter, for coming on and clearing the air on that couple stuff because, and the same thing, you know, Jeff knows the whole deal. I ain't got to, if you want to ask me, you can tell you. You ain't got to ask me. You want to ask him on the secret side and ask him, hey, what do you think? Was he getting this here? Was he getting that? Go ahead, ask him. Be my guest. I ain't got to turn around and have somebody do it in front of everybody. One thing I can say about those guys right there, these guys right there, stand up. And they don't mind. Before you lie, they're going to tell. They don't mind clearing the air. So that's what I believe in. And so anytime what they need, they can call me at any time of night. I don't care what it is. I'm there for them. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know. But I'm not going to go in there talking about nothing crazy. But if anybody want to ask anything about the show, you got Dexter on here right now that he can answer something about the show, and you can go from there. Otherwise, anything else, irrelevant to me. I'm not going through it, and I ain't going to be. That's a totally different thing with me now. I'm not going to get worked up over it. I know Dexter told me not to work up, so I'm going to relax like he said, and that's it. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, and then from there, I'm closing it out real quick. I'm being real. And I'm going to call to see a couple numbers out right now. Dang. 302-0510. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. All right, I'm going to the next mic. I'm just going to move it real quick, and then I'm only staying on here for another 15-20 minutes, that's it. 347-5810, your mic is open. All right. I'm going to the next mic. I'm just opening up the mic, and then after that I'm going to be cutting off the phone. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Joe, good evening. How's everything?
All right, how's everything now?
I can't complain, but you know what? Sitting here listening, I'm just going to give my personal overall view. For one, I'm an older gentleman, all right? I've been in this race game or around it for a long time. That does not mean I know everything, because I do not. But there are things that I know that I should not do and should not say in this game. But, you know, noticing that meeting new people going into new areas and younger people that's not the same age as others, you see different things. And you know what? That was an adjustment in itself to me. And if you know what? A car is easy to fucking work with because a car is either going to run right or not run right. It depends on how you work it and how you don't work it. Now, as far as behavior and situations, when you get to the race venues, you know what? That has been the most motherfucking complicatedest thing I have seen in the past 4 years. And you know what? Is it a problem to me? No, because I don't back away from things just like that. Do I have to get understanding for myself on things that kind of like confuse me? Yes. And you know what? From this point on, I've been doing that. This time of the year, in particular, as far as the seasons, I'm from up north, New Jersey in particular. It's go time. This is the time of the year where all you motherfuckers, you know what you know and think what you think. You know what? Now this is the time of year where somebody like me likes to crawl up from under a rock and really make it happen. I would never count somebody's pocket because anybody that had any any sense, and I'm going to try to stay away from the curse. Anybody who has any sense would know, all season long, and I have not did this often, but this season long, the Line Lock crew was able and blessed to come to just about every show in the surrounding areas and support it and do what we want to try to do. And you know what? Asking for something or getting something we didn't do and didn't want. We spent our own nickel. And you know what? If you really gave it some thought and tried to figure out in the price of gas going up when it was, we still rode. And the little money or deposits we paid, we took that on the chin because you know what? Our intentions, it takes money to make money. For anybody who ain't into business, it takes money to make money. So you know what? We figured it's go time now. This time of year, season's about to close. Now you got jokers folding. You know what? Okay, I can fold too. But along with folding, ain't nothing wrong with that. But the lies. Don't fold and don't fold with a lie on another man. That's the way I look at it. And I ain't got no more to say, Joe.
All right. Okay, thank you, Cliffy. All right, I'm going to open up this
hey,
couple
Joe.
More mics. And then
Joe.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Listen, I've been graduating for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
when I first met you, we was in Fayetteville. Remember little Donald Drury said, look, there's a guy
yep.
from the guy from New York has a race every year in Fayetteville. I want you to come down and race. So we locked in a race. Who we locked in? Shit. We locked in somebody. But you got on the phone and you verified that, you know, you would stand by his punk out money, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
You were vouched for
mm-hmm.
it. So we get down there, he didn't race for some reason, and he said he wasn't going to pay punk out, so we thought we were going to get in a bunch of fighting down there. And you manned up and you paid me, you didn't know me from Adam, and you paid me his punk out because you said that you were going to vouch for him. So
mm-hmm.
since then, I knew you was a stand-up guy. So, you know, so since then, I mean, I've been racing for a long time. I would never, ever try to get involved in having a race of my own or doing any promoting. The only person I told everybody in grudge racing, all my friends, the only person I'd ever do anything with is Long Island Joe. Now, I ain't got nothing against the rest of the guys. I said, but I know you're a stand-up guy. Now, who the fuck going to come to every grudge race he has and spend $400 or $500 on food to get people for free? You know what I mean? I mean, it's unheard of. I mean, you give more shit away. Like when we had that cancer walk, the people don't realize that you paid for that golf cart out of your own pocket. We raffled all the money off. You gave it away. You didn't keep a dollar. You lost money on that shit. I mean, I've been in with you for a couple races now, and you know that there's not a whole lot of money to be made. I don't know why people think you make a lot of money doing it. You don't. So for people to badmouth you and put you in a bad spot, tell them to kiss your black ass if they don't like it, come see me. But fuck them. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You're the only one. You're the only true. I mean, I'm not saying none of them else, but you're the only one that's going to do what you do for people. I mean, there's people I know for a fact in the DMV that you gave a bunch of money to that had cancer. I ain't going to mention no names. Like you said, it shouldn't have to be brought up. You do that out of kindness of your heart. Nobody has to know what you do. But to say you're trying to scam people and you're charging more money at the gate and all that bullshit, man, that's all a bunch of bullshit, Joe. Don't even let it get to you. Most of you guys are talking that shit. They ain't did shit in the grudge game but racing fucking 550 cars or whatever the fuck they do. They ain't no fucking big headliners. You don't hear no Mario or any King Kong, all them big name guys. You don't hear them on here yapping like a bunch of women on the internet trying to badmouth people. These young cats that just got into the shit, they want to be heard. They got to get on internet, do all this crazy talking shit. Man, don't worry about these fuckers. But, you know, I know what you do for everybody.
Yeah. No,
don't worry about
it. I appreciate it. Yep. All right, I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics, and then I'm going to close out, you guys. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 757-5956, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Weeby?
Ain't nothing. Man, See, I heard a lot of what you were saying, man, and I'm one of the people that got to thank you, too, because you looked out for me many a times. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, you
right.
said don't ever say nothing, but, you know what I mean? I got to give you your props on that. You know what I mean?
Weeby.
No problem.
Weeby, you should be mad at Joe. You should be mad at Joe, Weeby. You should be mad at me.
You said I used to be mad at Joe.
Yeah, you got married. You got married and got back on Joe. God damn, he'd have fucked your life up, Weeby. God
damn. You crazy.
got married on the goddamn racetrack.
I ain't going to lie to you. I had a great time. That was something, man. Y'all, till this day, I tell everybody, that was cool, that wedding. I liked that. That was great. You know, that's something our memory, you know, you got memories. So, hey, this is what it is, you know. You just got to work with it, that's all. I ain't going to lie. I've been married 39 years, so the job.
Yeah. All right. I'm back now, Joe. I'm sorry y'all missed it. But, look, I caught the tail end of, hey, Joe, man, we know what you do for the game and all that you have done. I done a couple of your shows now, and we done had a ball. I helped you with the talk show on Tuesday. Do I have a ball, you know, doing the grudge racing for you, Larry, and Dexter, and how we control everything. But, you know, one thing I will say, you will never stole any money from anybody, try to scam anybody. Never. Somebody said that. I'm like, no, you wrong on that. This man will never do no mess like that. So I think a majority of us know. I'm sorry that you had to go through this or you're hearing things about you. But 99.9 of us know that shit ain't true. But I understand how you feel because it's the point that's being said. For the ones that don't know you, they might have a different, you know, like, wow, he does that. But, you know, if they was really true to the game, they could ask somebody that been in the game and say, hey, is Joe like that? He can come to me, Jeff, guys that have been around a long time, we'll tell him, no, he, that's not him. But, you know, all this going around about this, that, and who getting this and who gets that, if that's what you're in the game for, you're in the wrong sport. You're in the wrong sport. One thing I learned when I built my race car, they told me, now, what you put in this race car, you're not going to get back. I said, what you mean? You keep all the receipts that you paid for parts and stuff for this car, and if you sell it or whatever, you're going to be in a whole lot of money. You're not getting back what you put in this race car. Now, do you want to do it, enjoy yourself, have fun with it, or you just want to make money? I just want to have fun with it. But that's the attitude you need to have with it because you're not going to make no money. We all go to work and get up every day and go to work. It's not going to pay your bills. It's not going to help take care of your families. This is just something that we do on the side for fun. That's all we do it for. So, sure. If you want to get in to pay your bills, go join NHRA and travel the world and do that. But from around here, the guys that just want to come out here and have a good time on a Saturday or Sunday, Friday night, talk shit, cook on the grills or whatever, then this is sport for you. But if you want to make money and all this and, as they say, get paid, it's the wrong sport for you. If you want to get paid, go get your man. Go get him. Beat him. When you go back to your pit and you count that money you won, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got him. That's when you get paid, when you go out there and go get your man. That's all you got to do. That's all. Now, some of these promoters that give you a little gas money to come, then that's fine. I'm not knocking that. Go ahead and do it. But, you know, don't think you're going to get paid. But, yeah, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, I'm just saying, as long as I've been racing, and I've been all the way to Georgia, to Florida, to goddamn up north, all around the country. I have never set up a grudge race with somebody that expected to get paid when I got there. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I ain't got some gas money. Some promoter don't call me and say, Jeff, can you come to Georgia and race? I wasn't planning on it, but give me a couple, you know, I'll give some gas money.
Right.
That's one thing. But you can't, if you're in this sport, you can't expect to show up and race somebody and expect to get paid. You got to get paid when you beat that motherfucker.
Exactly. There you go.
I don't know. But this ain't about that. This is about my buddy Long Island Joe with his Jerry Curl. That is the most stand-up guy in the goddamn sport. I don't give a fuck. I've been around all of them. I'm telling you, I'm not saying all of them ain't, a lot of them ain't some good guys like Fred. I mean, everybody's good. But if you ain't going to get a better motherfucker than Joe Gray, you know what I mean? Look, this talk show, it costs him money every week. It costs him every week to have a talk show. Nobody pays him to have a talk show. The motherfucker brings a couple hundred pounds of fish. brings fish and rice and collard greens and gives them away. He don't ask nobody for $5 to a plate. Right. He gives shit away. And he's trying to make money for shit. I know, Fat Albert, you know how much you make on these grudge shows. You know, it ain't no money to be made, man.
It ain't no money to be made. Exactly.
Right.
It ain't.
That's why you got to have it.
Exactly. And one thing I know, when that cancel, Joe bought that golf cart. See, a lot of people say, well, he took the money back. No. When Joe spent money on that golf cart, the money that we raffled, he did not say, well, look, give me the money back that I spent on the golf cart. No, all that money still was donated. He didn't ask for a dime back. He put a brand new stereo system in it, painted it, new wheels, batteries, everything.
And you was there, and I told him, I said, Joe, take some money back that you pay for that golf cart because you're losing deep. And he said, nope, I'm going to give it all away.
Nope.
I mean, he could have easily took some money to pay for the golf. He did all that shit himself, painted it. Only thing I donated was some hubcaps to it, but he did all kinds of shit, man. People don't understand that. They think he's trying to get somebody. He kind of got me half mad in my damn self. Now, see, I don't get on the internet, Fat Albert, so I don't know about all these live feeds going on, all these talk shows. I try to stay away from that just because of this reason. But, you know, they can't badmouth Joe. Ain't no goddamn way. It's terrible. Because they ain't been grudge racing long enough. If somebody's been grudge racing a long time for years, they'll know who's who. You know what I mean? You know who's who.
I agree with you guys 100%. Joe's always giving away free stuff. And that Friday and Saturday, I'm giving away free gaps. Free gaps from A to B all night long.
Well, give me the heads up clear, and I'll run you.
You know what, guys? I really, you know, there was a lot I could have said, and you know, I gotta mention this part. As far as me and traveling and hitting the highway, going to different shows, and going to different tracks and meeting new people, that was courtesy. Well, that was by way of Joe Gray, because I tuned into his radio show. And that was a time when there were only people like the Walter Manns, the Kevin Hunts, the Jeff Rogers, the Short Dogs, the King Hader, what's his name? Bruce Stiles, I got you. It wasn't done teaching. You know, that's when you had names like that on his show. And who was I? It was said of plenty of times, who's this fella right here? Then I started betting people on the side like our Short Dog, and then meeting them up person to person. That was thanks to Joe Gray's show. And when I turned, that man came to me and said, Cliff, he's like, well, you know what, why don't you come on down south to one of these shows, take your races to one of my shows, you might enjoy yourself. I said, well, Joe, I never did that before. He's like, you know what, you don't have to worry about nothing. Whatever you need to get there, if you don't got it, I'll make it happen. And me, I don't really like to do things like that. But I said, well, I'll think about it. And you know what? I said, Joe, I'm going to come. He's like, what you need? I said, Joe, I'm going to be all right. I'll get these. Like, well, if you get there, I don't care if you say you don't need nothing. You get this and that when soon as you get there. And when I got there, he just made me take it, you know. And I said, well, damn. But you know what? When I turned the car over, and it wasn't at one of his shows, it was testing. That man called me for a solid week saying, what you need to get that car back together? Let's get you going. And you know what? That meant the world to me. And you know what? I'm seeing counter to that these days here lately. I'm seeing things, people doing things, but I'm really seeing things counter what Joe said to me that brought me into traveling, you know, or persuaded me or gave me the idea to travel. And you know what? It's been that way ever since. The idea is already there. I got to do it. But you know what? Doing it with people that gave you a good idea to do it is really nice to roll with them. You know, and I'm not trying to take nothing away from nobody else. I'm just giving you Cliff's experience of why he likes to hit and hit 95, because somebody was there that said, if you got a problem, talk to me. And I've had a few. Trailer broke down, this and that. And you know what? He said, let me make a phone call. And you know what? I stand by that 125%. And you know what? It's the nonsense that I'm seeing here lately that I just cannot participate and deal with. nothing personal. I mean, nothing funny or, you know, whatever. I just can't deal with the nonsense. When you get a certain age, you don't want the nonsense. And that's what I'm saying to y'all, folks. I don't care about losing my money, because if I fish it up, that means I don't give a fuck about it in the first place. So anybody who ever laughs about money being put up from somebody and they lose it, have you ever stopped to think they doing what they know they could do? It's you motherfuckers that's doing stuff that's really risky and that don't want to lose and can't lose that y'all need to check yourself. And I could really go in on shit, but you know what? Once again, I'm going to take it down, and that's all I got to say again for now. Thanks for listening.
Let me make sure I open up these last mics real quick, because I know these guys, I told them I ain't going to stay on long, but let me make sure I get these guys in. 410-2045, your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Hey, Joe, I actually hit the one by my... Hey, what's up, fellas?
Okay.
How everybody doing?
Good.
What's up, Derek? What's going on, bud?
Not a whole lot. Joe, I hit the button by mistake, but now that you got me in the queue, I just want to say, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't worry about what people say. The ones that know you do everything you do from the heart. You ain't never been a taker. You've always been a giver. With that being said, I'm back on mute. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thank you,
buddy. You too, buddy.
All right, I'm going to open up this mic. 908-7757. Your mic is open. 908-7757. Your mic is open. All right, I opened that mic up. So they asked me to open that mic. Let me see what the heck was it. I guess he. All right. I opened it. So let me open this mic up. 202-3960. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe Gray.
Hey,
Gray,
what's
you
going on now? Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, you hear me? This is
EP. Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, what's up, EP?
All right, what's going on? Hey, look, he ain't going to entertain, he said, so you know what I mean? It's like this, bro. I'm going to just say this, and I ain't going to make this long. You know, even before I got sick, you know, any time I went to support one of your races, you always made the food was free. You know what I mean? I got in free. The food was free. I got in free. Even if I had to make a shakedown, you move us up to the front of the line. I mean, everything you do, I stand behind. You know what I mean? Like when I told people, you know, you say, EP, I don't mention stuff like that, which you don't. I can vouch for that. Like I said, I was sick. I was fighting at a stage 3 colon cancer, and this man called me one Saturday morning and said, EP, I put your name in the hat. And I got either $800 or $900 for it. And Joe always tell me, EP, you don't have to mention that, because everything I do is from my heart. That's true. He's not lying about that. But I mention it because I appreciate it. You know, you stand behind people that stands behind you. So if anybody else out here trying to kick a man back in for nothing and you ain't do nothing to nobody, everybody got their own assumption of somebody, Joe, keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. People don't even know. I call people on the back line, and I don't put it out there. When it becomes a problem, I call them on the back line. I can just mind my business. But you know what, man? I look at life totally different. Life is too short for any foolishness. I could have been gone. But I'm still here. I'm still taking care of my kids, my wife, getting a brand new house built. I thank God every day. So all that other foolishness don't even feed, man. Keep doing what you're doing. When Big Dave was alive, they tore their car. You was going to help them put the car back together. People don't understand and don't know certain things that you do.
Yeah, you know, know, but
so just keep doing what you're doing, bro. Don't let them get into don't nah, man. Nah. Because listen, why are you gonna stoop to their level? What is that proving? What is that proving? What you gonna get out of stupid to another man's level if they going way under?
But that lie, you know, that the worst part is when you lie on somebody. I hate to say it.
Joe,
you know everybody always tell
people
you.
Know,
I'm gonna say this, EP.
Good.
Now I'm gonna tell you. I remember one time I was talking to a sponsor. I'm not gonna say the person's name, but that was on here right now. He was ready to sponsor something, and then he heard something, and he didn't know whether it's true or not. And like I tell everybody, you know, everybody always tell you, no, you're innocent until proven guilty. No, when a man go and say something, the first thing they listen to is that negative first. Then when they find out later, oh, man. But, you know, when you get accused of something, the first thing, you know that negative goes around faster than anything else. And it take another man to be over there on the side of you to nip something in the bud. Now, if you go and say something about EP and you say something about Jeff or Dexter or something like that there, and I know it ain't right and I know you're lying, I'm going to nip it right there before you can go out and spread anymore. And that's what I didn't care for, because they could have nipped everything in the bud. And the people,
no,
like
I understand.
Everybody,
I totally
that,
understand.
Everybody keeps saying all this here, you know, no, but you innocent. No. You guilty first, and then you got to prove your innocence. Because people always want to hear the negative. You ever notice that? These guys get all these damn likes on this negative shit every time.
And it runs. But see, that's the way of this world.
That's the way of this world, yo.
That's the way of this world. So if that's the way of this world, you stay away from it.
Yeah, I don't want to entertain with stuff like that now. So I'm trying to stay away from it and be done with it. You know what? I want to be somewhere where I can come around and, you know, when I go out, I used to go to Fayetteville and stuff, man. It was like a family get-together. People, they didn't give a damn what. You can be walking down. Yo, say, well, come over here, man. Try some of this here. Ain't nobody ask you for no money, no food. Yeah, come on, man, grab something to eat. Some shit like
exactly.
That was happening. That's what made me start wanting to cook more, You know, that's what made me do it. That's what made me do the cookouts. You see me when I was giving money away and tell them, okay, we're going to have a turkey cook-off. We're going to have this pig roast. We're going to do this here. I make the people, everybody eat. I want them to have a good time.
And
everybody
giving out pocketbooks.
Yeah, you know, by putting the money in them or whatever. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. It's just entertaining, fun, something that you can go back home and say, man, we had a good time. I don't want to hear that junk that somebody got to say something negative about somebody. If it got negative, I don't want you to come there. I'd rather not even be there. I'm being real about it. That's how I feel right now. I just ain't got the feeling like certain things that just ain't there. And you know, don't get me wrong, Dexter and everybody talk to me, man. But I mean, right now it's just I got a hollow. That's all I can tell you. You know, maybe I just got to get myself straightened out and be done with it. You know, I just don't like when somebody lies and people keep spreading.
I understand, but listen, saying the wrong thing,
and they don't know.
Sorry to cut you off, keep cutting you off. But listen, man.
That's all right.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this, yo. See, unless you've been in the streets and something happened to you that you fighting for life for some street stuff, but when you got a something that hits you and you fighting for life, you know what I mean? You look at life totally different. If God still allowed you to be here, not getting religious on nobody, but if God still allowed you to be here, He ain't allowed you to be here for a purpose. He allows you to be here for a purpose. He didn't allow you to be here for no foolishness. So, me, I look at it like totally different. If somebody's doing all that old crazy stuff, unless they putting their hands on me, then it's different. I'm going the opposite way. You know why? Because just because I'm looking at life different, I know my attitude still. See, when you know yourself, you know you got to pull yourself away from certain things. So you know yourself, and you know this is getting you upset. So you know you're going to clear it up, and you say you're going to fall back for a little bit. That's the wise thing to do. Then let everybody see what's what. Which you don't have to prove nothing to nobody, but you know yourself. When you fall back, then people will see, oh, Joe Gray was doing this better. That's how people are. That's how people are.
you know, 100% right. But, you know, the reason behind a lot of this is because I have to tell Joe, man, don't respond to this bullshit on Facebook. Don't get, because you'll get out there, that's what they want. You're in your feelings, and it's going to make you look like somebody you're not. And the, but the other thing is, so it's real frustrating, all you guys, y'all know how good Joe is and what he's done in the past. But a lot of people sit there and view that shit. They don't speak on it. They don't say, they don't call the bullshit out. It just, they sit there, people sit there and watch how far to go for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Yeah.
If that somebody say something sideways about somebody, a promoter down here, Mike Hill or somebody, they're going to jump on their ass and that shit, that post, they get taken so quick. That's what I'm saying. All this bullshit when people speak on, if somebody speaks on something on a friend of mine and it ain't right, bullshit. I'm going to call you on that lie right there. You're not going to have to sit there and have a show or something like that or defend yourself. Joe's continually have to defend himself every year against bullshit, every year, because nobody's he got to speak on himself because nobody's speaking for him. Nobody's stopping, hey, that's bullshit. You know, you're a good guy and all that, but that's bullshit you're talking now. You know, it's all for the game, but this dude's good for the game, and blah, blah, blah. But he's always had to take up for himself.
You're exactly right.
Mike Hill, if it was Mike Hill, somebody, it wouldn't make it through. It wouldn't make it through one comment for somebody to jump all on their ass. So you gonna mess up a good thing down, bro.
And you know what's so crazy? Joe Gray. Sorry, because if Joe Gray will support somebody, he will support an event and won't even go there, but he will support an event. That's the crazy thing. Some people, he will support an event. If he can't make it, but he still supports it, he still might send something. He still might sponsor it. That people don't do that.
That's fine.
Some people
Joe
don't
and I
do that.
Tell you that when Joe would do the canceling thing at Virginia at Colonial, he know I said sponsorship, buddy. I won't be there, but I always try to support. Just like you said, Joe do the same thing. But nobody's that. We're not out there trying to blast it on social media.
Joe made a valid point. He said he's doing it from the heart. You know what I mean? You do it from the heart. If you're doing it from the heart, you don't need no publicity. For what? So, Joe, keep doing what you're doing, man. Ain't nobody got no time for all that foolishness. Just like when something came up, Joe, I called you on the back line, right? Me and you talked. Something came up with Fat Albert. Me and him talked. You know what I mean? To several people. For what? Yo, listen. I tell you what. I'm going to fall back. That's why I put all my stuff up for sale. Because I ain't got no time for that. You know what I mean? I was blessed. It ain't about me. It's about this racy thing as a community. But I was blessed to see my little son go to college. I was blessed to see my oldest son get married. I was blessed to see my daughter go to the next grade. So I'm not thinking about it. And I'm blessed to be getting a brand new house built from the ground. Listen, Joe, you keep doing what you're doing, man. You know the fight that, see, people don't understand. That cancer fight is a different fight because you don't know. You don't know. People don't know. Unless you've been through that battle, people can say, oh, I'm praying for you, this and that, which is good. We appreciate that. It helps. The support helps. But when you physically going through that, man, people don't even know. Sometimes you just wake up crying because you don't know if you're going to live or die. Ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like knowing if you're going to live or die. So, Joe, you keep doing what you're doing, man. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You know, you called me that Saturday morning, man. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody.
And, EP, I appreciate you came on there and defended me on that. I just let you know. You didn't have to, and I told you I didn't want you. Nobody needs to know what
you
I gave you.
You told me
whatever.
You don't want me to.
I didn't want it because it was not to be bragged about. It was not to be talked about.
Joe, you always tell me don't mention it. Sorry to cut you off. You always tell me don't mention it, but I always mention it. You know why? because I appreciate you. I appreciate what you did. I said, Joe, you ain't got to do it. He said, no, we did it. I said to you, I'm good. And you said, no, we did it. You got Cash App. I said, no, I ain't got Cash App. My wife got Cash App. You sent it to her. And to make it lie, I said, hey, I told her, I need that. Let me get that. But you, I said, let me get that, because I know how you do it.
Oh, man.
So, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm good. Go to work, man. Listen, man.
Okay.
You know how me and you talk. We call each other on the back line. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate you, brother. And nobody else don't. You know what I mean? I do. I appreciate everything you did. I appreciate you, how you supported me. I appreciate every time I brought my car to the track to support you. You always moved me up in line. You always used to come say, EP, you eat. Go ahead. Go get some of the food. That's how you were. Go ahead. Go over there and get in line. Get you some food. That's how you were. You ain't one that was supposed, it costs $10 or it costs this. No, you ain't do none of that. You ain't do none of that. So, you know what I mean? Like you said, like I said, if somebody take it this the different a wrong way, so be it. I don't care. So be it.
Right. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? So be it.
I'm
you know what I mean?
Left.
I'm living on
the
good side right now, but, you know, hey.
No. I mean, above ground is a good day for me. That's what I tell everybody.
That's it. That's it, bro. So you take it easy, man. Listen, man.
All
don't
right.
let
Thanks
this.
Again.
Don't let this, bro. Don't let this. This is nah. You know what I mean? It ain't even worth it. So y'all fellas have a good night. I spoke my piece. Joe Gray's a good dude. I always defend him, and I always will defend him, and I always will support him. The man supported me when I didn't know if I was gonna live or die. So everybody else, they could kick rocks. That's how I feel. And that's real talk.
Good point.
All right, bro. That's it.
Right.
Y'all have a good night, man.
You too. All right. I'm going to open up this mic. I got one more mic in here, I think. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
240-6753.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Joe. Hey, how you doing, Brittany?
Good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm hanging in there.
I had to come on and tell my two cents. You know, we go way, not as far as the jury curl, but, you know, we go way, way back. So, you were the first one, of course, to do the ladies, a grudge event. You put it together. Everything that you said we were going to get, we got. You promised it to us, and it was there when we got there. Just like you come, you support us in everything that we have or we do, and it's the same thing. When you do something, we always try to support. You come all the way down. You came to our wedding, turned around, and you drove home the same night. We appreciate that. Our anniversary just passed. You cashed at me and told us dinner was on you. We appreciate that. So it's the little things that you do outside of that everyone appreciates. And you kind of, you're in everybody's corner. So a lot of people have your back and appreciate the things that you do. And like I said, it's not always about race. You help people outside of race. You can't let one situation get you down.
No. It's just that, you know, when you're going through something and then you tell something, tell one thing and then somebody's still putting it out there like you did something else and you can tell them ain't nothing happened. And so basically I just had to bring the man on and let him tell. I don't like to let nobody tell their business. I don't tell nobody business, you know. Sometimes it's not meant for me to tell. And I'm happy that Dexter said he would come on and say what was what. And now they can clear it up. Now they can be like, oh, I didn't know. No, you didn't know, but you damn sure put the lie on me. You know? Let's see, you go back and tell and see, oh, I was wrong, or whoever told you a lie. But it is what it is.
Hey,
I'm glad I heard
hey, Joe.
You guys, because it really killed me. Uh-huh.
This Rick, Tricky Rick.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
All right. I don't have all these fantastic stories to tell like everybody else, but since I've known you, you've been a straight up dude. But with that being said, I want to, I guess, being the elephant in the room right now. And I'm going to say this in context of, I just said it Tuesday. I said it on Tuesday, last Tuesday, I believe it was, to James. If you know what type of person you're dealing with, or you find out what type of person you're dealing with, and you know how they are, how long does it take for you to realize who you're dealing with when they either say certain things or do certain things, which is really not out of character, because you give them the benefit of the doubt, you thinking they're a better person, but in actuality, you really know how they are from the get-go. So how long is it that you got to deal with certain things and certain people before you actually just, you know, take these people for the face value of what they are, what they really are, and how they really are, and just deal with them in that manner instead of giving them the benefit of the doubt? Say again?
You know, I ain't going to lie to you. You know how, I'll tell you straight out how it is. Rick, if, like, say, for example, somebody told me that Jeff Ross is no good, I need to find out for myself.
As a man, you're supposed to, any man.
Yeah. And this is what I kind of like. I don't care who it is. Until you do it to me, I would never think otherwise. I ain't going to let nobody else tell me opinion of that person. This one, no good. I got to see for myself. And when you get bit, then that's when you know. And hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I treat anybody, and anybody can tell you. I don't care if you got $1 million. I don't care if you broke. It don't matter. You're gonna get treated the same. That's how I am. That's how I was raised. You don't look at another man.
I understand.
But this is my whole thing. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I have.
Have you been bitten yet?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
So that's the point that I'm trying to make to you.
Yeah.
You've been bit,
and, you know,
but you still give the motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt.
No, I like I said, I nipped it in the bud because I'm getting ready. I'm just being real about it. If I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now, I'm getting ready to bite back. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to bite hard. I'm being real about it to let you know. Sometimes people can push you to a limit where, I hate to say it, there's no return. And that's what I was feeling like. And I'm not going to lie to you. And Dex can actually tell you. And I said some things that I know I meant it. And it is what it is. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, I took the day off for tomorrow. I can tell you, Brittany can tell you. I talked to her today. I took tomorrow off. That's how bad it was for me. And I'm just being real, because I'm after a while, you take somebody's kindness for weakness, you pushing somebody to the wall, I don't care who it is. You push me, back me up in the corner, it ain't going to be long. And it's just, I come out of character, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I'm not going to be sugarcoating nothing, you know, nothing for nothing. Ain't no, I don't care who you are. Ain't too many people can take so much things. That's it. I don't mean no harm, but that's what it is. You can't try to stay and walk away. Stay away, walk away. I don't know how many times I said, look, I'm going to walk away. I said it to a couple people, telling them, look, I got to stay away. And me, I'm still playing the game, pushy. So, you know, man, what's the next step?
Yeah, well, that's been the same case with Fat Albert. He got to that point where he didn't want to deal with it no more. But because your heart's so pure for what you're doing, to a point, you can't stay away. Even if you pull back and stop, you know what I mean? The shit going to be on your mind like, damn, I'm,
you're gonna feel, it's like you're gonna feel like you're letting somebody down. So you're gonna, it's gonna drive you to come back. But even if it got to that point, you would just, you have to know within yourself that these types or those types of individuals you gotta separate yourself from.
Mhm. Yeah, no, but like I said, I'm good now. I appreciate you guys, like, but just to clear the air, I had to clear it. If I didn't clear it, I'm not gonna lie to you, something not good was gonna happen. And that's how it was. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's enough, you know. Enough is enough. That's all I can tell you. Sometimes, you know, you just say enough is enough. And that's all it is. It's just, it came to that point. It fired me to a point where ain't no return after that. Being real. So I appreciate everybody that came on the show tonight. I appreciate everybody that said something, and I'm glad that Dexter spoke up. I'm glad Jeff Rogers spoke up. I'm glad everybody spoke up, because I take everything in the heave. I take everything. I listen to everything. Pop Longest, I talked to him, you know, inside, and he actually, you know, he told me some stuff, and you know, if it wasn't some of his stuff too, and I you know, I appreciate it. Don't think I don't. And that's how it's gonna be. I mean, I just say one of those things. I'm just lost for words right now, but I just don't like a person to lie and put a lie out there, because it's easy to believe a lie so quick. And when you turn around and you get your heart out to something, and then somebody turn around and lie, you know, you take offense to it. And I'm quite sure some of you guys have been called out on something, and people think that something else was wrong, something different. And you know how you felt. So figure it out when you drop your whole heart and soul into something and somebody try to put something nasty on, you know what I mean? Just figure that out. Something that you turn around, you gave everything, you know, trying to push it better. And then you go, you know. So that's why I'm just saying, I want to fall back, my little thing, and keep it moving. I mean, hey, like they say, you know, sometimes you grow and you got to go and do your own thing. So, you know, I will be around for a while, but I'll be racing with my son and stuff like that. And like I said, I will be going back and forth down south to with Dexter and them and the crew, because and I will be seeing, like, at certain races, I'll be seeing you guys at the races. I ain't going to lie. As of me doing as much like I used to, no, I'm falling back. Because I see a lot of other things that just ain't right.
I say this much, like EP said, if you fall back in that capacity, people going to see how much they bread ain't buttered if you actually fall back like that.
I have already said it, and like I told my wife, I told her, right, you know, it is what it is. That's how we, you know, I talk to her, she tell me, you know, what do you want to do? It is what it is, you know. I'm not going to get all frustrated, just like you ever heard it, the old saying is, work is work, but don't bring it home.
Yeah.
You know, and
hell yeah.
That's what I'm just trying to say. It's the same thing. So before I bring anything back home and all angry or whatever, I'm not going to do it. I'd rather fall back from it, keep it moving, and enjoy. But that being said, I'm going to close out. I pray everybody have a good time and be safe, have a lot of, you know, health-wise and everything else. I hope everybody have a good time, and I hope everybody got cleared up and they know they heard what was said and what was and how much was. And Dexter, I'm glad you cleared up. Jeff Rogers, everybody cleared up everything. It is what it is. It's just, I hate to say it, sometimes you got ignorant people that just want to put something in and just turn this thing upside down. I don't know why, but, you know, well enough, mate, you know.
It's called privilege, Joe. They feel privileged.
I don't know what it's called, but, man,
Man, that shit called hate. Fuck a privilege. That's what it is. They want to be with Joe at. So they try to get him off the throne so they can sit up on the throne.
Well, I tell you one thing. It's really easy for me to fucking keep my money that I travel with all season long and just put it on a brand new goddamn car, because just traveling alone, you're going to spend thousands of dollars in a season. And guess what? If a new car would be sound pretty good right about now. You know, race cars still stay. But you know what? I can sit a year or two down and just watch the dum-dums do what they think they could do. I'm going to leave it like that.
That's what they want you to do anyway. They want you to watch them. They want you to sit back and watch them. The dum-dums.
Right.
Pray everything turn out to be right. You know, they can do whatever they got to do, but I'm just kind of staying. I'm backing off from it. Stay away from certain things, and that's it. Don't get me wrong. I still got my people I'll be coming out to go see and everything else. And don't think I don't be talking to everybody, you know. And they call me and making sure I'm all right. And hey, and if I can help somebody in the race thing, hey, don't feel free to call me up. That's how I feel. Feel free. Ain't no problem at all. Got any questions, how you need to do something, hey, call me up. You know, as of...
I need a winning number, right, Joe. Give me a winning number. Give me a winning number. I need a winning number.
357.
You said 357?
357.
He said 357.
I'll be mad as hell. 357.
Hey, yeah. You thinking about a 357.
That's what I had it too.
No, damn. I'm going back. Hey, yeah, I'm going to put a zero in front of that one.
All right. Yeah, so it's like Fat Albert, man. You know, you my man all the time. I ain't going to lie to you. I still do talk shows and everything else. I'm still going to do it. And I still pay for my own talk show. And if anybody got their show and stuff and they need to get it pushed out when they pushing whatever, I got no problem doing the thing because, listen, I paid for this. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. And Fat Albert ain't asking for nothing. And I know these other guys that got talk shows and stuff, they charge and they promote certain things. And everybody see what I'm like. I ain't got to say no more. It is what it is. You know, it is what it
That's
is.
That's right.
I have fun about talking to people, having joking around. You know, sometimes on Tuesday night, man, if I don't turn the show on, my damn phone blow up. Man, what no show? What happened? You know, and it's
That's
funny
right.
when it happens.
Mine
like
the
that,
same
you know?
Way. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, you all right? You ain't sick? You know, but that being said, I'm going to make sure it happens. We get on through. I done got a couple numbers that they want to call in now, so... I'm going to open these last two mics up, and then I'm going to cut off everything, okay?
Hey, Joe, before you do that, hold on, Joe, before you do that. From start next week, can we get a little more organized on the show with the motherfuckers that's snoring and falling asleep, unless that's you?
I heard.
Hey, somebody was snoring last week. Good.
Hey, look,
God,
what about
Marty.
This one? What about this one? Yeah, anybody got time to keep hands
breathing,
on the phone?
Breathing all up in the microphone? God, though. Fight it, buddy. Right.
No,
we need to tighten that one up there a little bit, Joe.
Okay, let me Well, listen, I was doing my test, so I had to do this stuff.
Hey,
so
if you got a road, you got to get Fat Albert more rain on the board or something. Cause,
yeah,
man,
I got to give him the number so he can call us and be able to hold it. But he be driving, so he can't really do the board. That's the problem.
That's right. I be driving, exactly, yeah.
So, you know,
open up the mic, Joe.
Yeah, I see they want me to open the mic up. I got 410-2363. Your mic is open. All right.
Yo.
Hello, 410-2363. Your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on?
Hello.
Yeah, we got you. We hear you.
What's going on? You justifying for yourself again another year?
Nah, not justifying. I'm just seeing the air.
Just keep, I've told you before, keep doing what you're doing. The people that know you, know you. The ones that want to talk shit that don't know nothing about nothing, don't worry about them. Cut ties with them. Don't pay no mind to them. I mean, you've been doing it for years. I've known you for a long time. Way back when it was me, little Donald, my brother, when we came down Fayetteville that time, met you. So,
I
Jeff said earlier.
You know
that. Yeah, I mean, damn. I haven't raced in years. I can just come to the shows and events as a fan, and you feed me every damn time. So, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been seeing you guys, and like I talk to Donald all the time every now and then, and I don't even, you know what I mean? I haven't seen him, but we still friends like that. That's how we are.
Matter of fact, that race at Bud's Creek when I seen you for a split second, that was the first race I've been to since my father died of cancer. I hadn't been to no racing. I just lost kind of interest in it. No, me and my brother had a car, and we sold it and shit, and, you know, just kind of lost interest. Sold everything. So,
I understand.
Yep, but,
I understand that.
Yeah, but yeah, trust me, I've been in your shoes before, man. And 30 years ago, you know, people think they know something or they know something about you, but they really don't know you. It's just, you know, they won't hate on you because technically they really, you know, hating themselves because they don't like something about their own damn life, so they got to hate on somebody else or say something about somebody else to make their own self feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but... All right, well, I'm going to get off here. That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it, Kenny, and I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. All right, take care.
All right, bye. Okay, bye. Let me show open up this mic. 301-4533, your mic is open.
Damn, Joe. I've been waiting 2 hours again.
No, you wait.
Hey,
you just
hey, Joe, this is Avon. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Avon?
Listen, fuck the haters. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing everything good for everybody. For people like you, it's good for the game. It's good for the people that need you, that they scared to speak out. I just feel, though, don't let some haters stop you from doing whatever you want to do. And just keep up the good work, man. I mean, it is what it is. You've been doing it all from your heart. And you know, we talk. Everybody feel about it. So fuck the haters. Do what you got to do. If you need to step back for a little bit, step back and come back stronger. That's all I got to say.
The same ones talking that shit can be the same ones that are going to need you in the long run, Joe.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
That's how I look too, man.
But Joe, I want to ask you something. Real quick. That car you posted is going to north versus south?
Well, that's a street car. That's
what I'm asking.
No, I ain't going to be going. That's going to be, matter of fact, going to be raced there tonight at 9 o'clock. Street car.
So what that mean? So what that mean, Joe? We're
going to never hit the track with it.
We race it on the street then. That's not a problem. I'm just questioning. You posted it, and I asked you, was it going north?
No. It's just hitting the street.
Okay, so you want to do something on the street?
Oh, I knew what you were going with that. Ava, all I'll do is what I do. This is what I'm going to do. I can't say nothing yet until we got a time on it. We ain't getting no time on it. But we might try grandma.
There you go with grandma. Y'all keep on grandma.
That's a street car. We can't be messing with the other one, but grandma.
Y'all keep on. I got another one.
We might try grandma.
I got another one.
No, we can't try me. We can. We'll probably try grandma.
I said I got another one.
No, grandma. I'd rather run. I don't know. Look, I don't know anything.
He got niece, nephew. He got brother. Avar
got
two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know though too much. He got too much stuff I don't know about. I can't run no ghost car, man. Come on.
It ain't gonna be a ghost car. I'm gonna send you the picture, and I'll hit you in the back line, and we can set something up. Do he travel? Do he come down here? Or do we got to come up there?
No, no, no. I drive in the back of the back room. We good.
Okay.
Asphalt. We on asphalt. We don't like cement.
Man, I don't care if it's the dirt. We could go on the fucking dirt road.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Let me just get let me get a little shot on it first. Kind of
okay.
We'll know how it go after this. Matter of fact, I'm gonna open up a couple more mics and then I gotta get ready to get out of here because it's about ready. Gotta make sure this thing happens. But let me make sure I open up this mic here. 516-3580. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? 50 grand. What's going on with you, Joe? I came in on the tail end, but I know you ain't trying to leave.
Yeah, man, I gotta fall back a little bit, 50.
Man, come on, man. That means I ain't gonna get no more collard greens, no more fish, no more ham. Do I got what's going on in there? Come on.
We can do a little something, but I just gotta fall back a little bit. Fall back a little bit.
That radio show gonna be gone. This is all we got left.
I had a radio show still. The radio show still be staying on. You ain't got to worry about that. But right now, we'll talk. We talk, 50. You know how we talk. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk.
And Fat Albert, don't forget our bet, Fat Albert.
I ain't forgot about that $100 bet to that Gap peanut. I really actually want to take it up another 100. Do you want to take it up another 100?
I was hoping you said that. Hell yeah.
I was hoping you said that. 200 is a lot. 200
is a lot. That's a lot, my man. Well,
it's a lot.
I know
you're all right with me. They say your nickname is ATM. And that's
right.
What you are to me, an ATM.
Watch out, Fat Abbott. How that
brave one. Yes, sir. Yeah, so now we at 200 that Stone Cold Gapping.
All right, that's a match.
That's Saturday, too, right? Y'all do it for time.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, we're doing it Saturday.
Okay. Oof. Saturday versus North versus
South. We're going to do it when Jeff and Mark Hayes and all them run because it'll be prep for big time then.
Okay.
I don't care how you do it, as long as you know when Cold Stone come up there, we knock his nuts in the dirt.
I'm going to send y'all back up to New York with your tail tucked between your... No, I said that backwards. Your head tucked between your tail. Damn, I messed that all up. Damn.
And we ain't worried about it. I know I'm going to fuck y'all up this year. We ain't worried about it.
Who else want to come on?
Okay, hold. Let me just make sure I open up. 443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody? I just came to say, Joe, man. You know, me and you had a conversation a while ago, and I'm going to tell you straight up, you can't leave, man. I got to agree with, you know what I mean, CJ, Brittany, and Tricky Ricky. Don't worry about what Noah the motherfucker says. At the end of the day, do what pleases you. You know what I mean? Do what feeds you, because at the end of the day, a hater's going to be a hater. Don't worry about the dumb shit. Don't worry about the lies. Don't worry about none of that shit. Stay true to be you. Who you are is who you are. Don't worry about none of the other dumb shit, all right? That's why I said the conversation me and you had earlier today, you already know what it is. And I done told you, wherever you at, I'm there. If I can make it, I'm there. And that's what it is.
I appreciate it, Antoine.
Good report.
Oh yeah. And God doggy, don't forget my collard greens on North versus South. I need my collard greens.
Well, I tell you, if he do the collard greens, you gonna bring some pulled pork.
I'll make a phone call.
He better. He better. He better. Fat Albert.
He owe my plate. Listen, hold on. He owe my plate.
Hey.
Yeah, you know that, Fat Albert.
Hey, he owe me too.
You owe, that's right. That's right.
Hey, he owe my
that's
plate.
Right, Avon. He owe you too.
I mean, I can make.
Ain't no, I mean. Goddamn it!
Look, I let him off the soap, so he at least got to get my plate.
Goddamn right.
I might be making something happen.
I second that, Joe. I second that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Avon, of course you would.
Yeah, because I want mine too.
Hey, Long Island Joe, you don't know, but I locked a third race in today, too.
We lock in.
I guess I can't say yet because I told the person.
Fuck.
Yeah, I said I can't say who it is because this person wants somebody else, and I might scare them off. So just hold tight.
Oh, you coming to one? You coming to one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Joe. Well, I'll tell you on the back line, Joe. But it got locked in today. They want to get somebody else, so they don't want to say nothing just yet. But it is
it's
locked.
Like they did the other race. Okay.
All right.
Well, let me open up these last two, and then I'm getting ready to head on out because I got to make sure I get this thing. Let me open up this mic. 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joey. What's up, fellas?
What's up now?
I heard the topic of the night. Joe, many people don't know, we done business together in the last couple of years. And it's been nothing but success and no bullshit behind it. We can't let no new motherfuckers come in that don't know how shit go and they just try to make a name out of themselves. Run them an OG like you out of the game. I know you feel some type of way. I know you feel some type of way regardless about all the stuff. Because like you said, once it's said, a person gonna run and go with what they heard, not what's been truth about it. But at the end of the day, you know within yourself what you done and what you ain't done. One thing about it, numbers don't lie. In fact, you know, stand behind numbers. So, you know, taking a little chill back is cool. But actually, you know, let somebody run you out of the game because whatever the fuck they got going on. And that crazy little mind, I would never do that. So I just want to let you know, regardless of how you do from here on out, it's been a pleasure to race you, and it's been a pleasure to actually come to your events and have a good time, you know what I mean? Because before all the other extra shit, it's always been a good time, and that's how me, myself, want to keep it. So, you know.
So what was the live for?
You know, good luck to you. Good luck to you, you know, to your future. And whatever, you know, venues you try to do, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to bump this last mic, you guys, and then I'm gonna be on my way out, you guys. So I'm going to open up this last mic. 540-1522, your mic is open. Oh, I had another one. I'm sorry. 540-1522, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Can't complain.
All right. Hey, Joe, I never met you before. Heard a lot about you. I guess we've been missing each other a lot, man. I been to a couple races where you was there, just ain't never seen you.
Okay.
It's Kenny Ferguson or whatever. I know you hang around Larry.
Hey, what's up, Kenny?
Whatever,
how you
man.
Doing now?
You're a good friend, man. What's up, fellas? So I know
it
sounds like y'all in something, man. What's up, fellas? So I came in at the last minute and heard some stuff. I hope everything's good for y'all or whatever, man. But I can't wait to attend some of y'all's races next year or whatever. So, yeah, this is my first time being on the show. I see what Fat Up, my teammate, put up there.
That's right.
Come on the show tonight. So this is the first time I ever been on the show. So I figured I'd come in here, man, and say what's up to all the fellas or whatever, man. So
Tuesday night, Kenny, at 6:30 on Tuesday night. Tonight was a special show.
Tuesday night, 6:30.
Our regular show. Yes. At 6:30, that's our regular show. But tonight, some things had to get cleared up. So people said, you know, things were said and it wasn't true. So we had to have a show tonight to clear it up and get answers.
I'm lost.
Yeah. I came in on the tail end. I don't know what's going on, man. But, you know, I ain't, you know, I want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to get into my business or whatever. I just came on and said, what's up, fellas? Like I said, my first night. So, you know, thing was up there.
Right.
So.
I slept today. I don't know what was said today, but I'm a, Joe had to feel like he had to
they
come in and clear his name. People,
they might be gone.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Well,
yeah.
I woke up this evening, and all I know,
deleted.
It is deleted.
All I know is Dexter and all of them cleared it up, and Jeff Rogers, and at least they know now that, you know, so when they said it, it was
so
a lie. Now everybody,
why is it a live feed and then get deleted? What is the whole problem?
I've been saying this
since day one.
I guess when you know you find out that when you find out
and
that
and then they get on the show,
what,
I got nothing to happen. I'm trying to figure this out.
You know, but I'm just like, you know, I'll let it be. But let me call up this last mic because I gotta run out for this here race, I promise. I gotta get this thing going. 862-321-21, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good evening. How y'all doing?
Oh, Dory.
What's up, Troy?
Hey, Joe, what's happening?
What's going on? What's going on, buddy? Yo, I just want to say, you know, I never was able to go to all the shows you did because, you know, my finances don't allow me to do all the traveling like everybody else. But, you know, at any point, I always supported, and you're cool as hell with me. I got to meet your wife at Maple Grove at Gordo's thing. Y'all are funny people. She's cool as hell, I got to admit. But like everybody else said, which me saying anything, it's not going to be any different. Don't pay no mind to these people. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Like, you've done so much for the racing community, I mean, the grudge racing and stuff, and trying to get back, man, to hell with all that other shit, man. But if this is something you got to do, I respect it, and we should all respect it. But just know one thing. We damn sure going to miss how you intervened with everything and how you took, you know, leadership on doing a lot of stuff out of, you know, without even confronting anybody or, you know, consulting with anybody. You just said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do because from my heart, this is what I want. And I commend you for that, buddy, and you always got my respect. Much love to you and the family.
I appreciate it, Tori. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Encouraging words and everything about him. You don't know how I felt.
Joe, you ain't going nowhere.
I done told my wife we fell back. It is what it is. I'll be at the North versus South. Like I told everybody, I'm going to be there. And it is what it is. I will be going around. Don't get me wrong. You will see me racing, CJ. I will be taking the kids out running and everything.
I mean, I hope so. Shit, you can't just give up like that. Look, you've been around too long for that.
No, I ain't gonna give up like that.
I'm still trying to figure out what the live was about, though. They got deleted. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Well, that's what I'm trying to. I'm looking for the what live, man.
It was a whole bunch of lies and some bullshit. The one that started got deleted. The original one got deleted.
The one you started got deleted.
No, mine's still up there. No. There's another one that started this morning that's deleted. That's how everything got started was the original one, which was Gordo.
That's right. Is yours on the 302?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me open up this. I'm going to open up this. This is going to be my last one, and then I got to go, you guys. So I'm going to open up this last one. 757-9032. Your mic is open.
Joe, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I've been listening all night. I just finally decided to press the one button, you know, because I wanted to act the fool, but I ain't going to act the fool. I'm going to leave it alone. You know,
I ain't going to lie to you. Hey, no. You don't know, man. And I'm just being real about it. When y'all be out there playing around and carrying on like you did, like last week, and it's better I'm going to tell you. We laugh about stuff and we crack up about it. Am I lying, Fat Albert? Ain't
right.
No,
you're not.
You just know how to. It ain't no problem cutting up a fool, and that's how it's supposed to be. You should be able to cut up a fool and joke around. Problem is when somebody go say something stupid or lie, or you know what I mean. Don't know how to take grudge talk or whatever, having fun with stuff. You know, and they take the fun away trying to do something stupid. I ain't got no time for it, so that's basically I ain't got that lined up. But as of cutting the fool, man, I can't wait. Honestly, tell you the truth, I can't wait to come down there, North versus South, just to be there. And I'll tell you straight out, I took a week off. But how about that? I'm just being real. Took a week off. I said, heck,
yeah, I did too.
Up, but I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm actually honestly tell you the truth. I think if everything work out, if I get some mouth to dry the other thing, I'm gonna be down there with Dexter. I'm going fishing on Wednesday. Then go to Saturday. On Thursday, go fishing one or two.
Hey, look, if Dexter,
sit back and relax.
If Dexter go fishing,
even though,
when I find that big block nitrous full copper, he gonna have to worry. He better not worry about no darn fish when I'm about to put that collar on his ass. I ain't forgot about that little call out he did too. I'm working on that. I ain't forgot about him.
You working on Dexter? Oh,
yeah, I'm working on Dexter. I did not appreciate that call out.
But you see what type of fish they got down there in the Cape Fear Valley, in the river?
Man,
you
might want to leave that there alone, man. I'm trying to tell you something good.
Man, they got sharks on the highway, going down the highway in Florida.
Okay. Damn,
dog.
Oh, no, I better leave that alone. Good gracious.
Yeah, the sharks, the water them came out all the way on the highway and sharks out there and everything. People got canoes out there.
You see the one that's inside the house and they stuck on the second floor?
No, I ain't see that one.
What now?
Yeah, they got one where they got sharks inside of a house and the people are trapped on the second floor.
Oh, damn. I seen a picture today where a motherfucking alligator was in somebody's house.
Yeah, going through the living room.
Hold on to it once, goddamn. I said, I wouldn't be the one taking no picture of that. Hell no.
Yeah, he's lying.
Damn.
Got some big ass balls to take a picture of that motherfucker coming towards you.
Yeah. I pray for him, though, man, because it's bad. It's real bad. Like, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. We really don't know how good we got it where we live at, you know. Especially, you know, I'm going to say where we at as far as the Eastern Shore. Like, it's very seldom when we get bad weather like that. I mean, we might get a little snow here and there, but, you know, more or less D.C. and all that area, Baltimore, they get more snow and shit than us. But, it's normally pretty mild where we live at out here in the docks. So, but I pray for it, man, for the people, man.
I haven't seen
no pictures. So is Florida getting hit bad? I haven't been around a few.
Oh,
yeah.
Still bad. Florida got hit real bad.
Shit, I'm watching right now because, you know, I leave next Saturday to go back down there. And that's all we waiting on to hear what's going on. Hey, don't worry, Antoine. After North First South, I'm going to send your ass right back to them damn boonies markets you're talking about.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I'm gonna tell you right now what you can do is pay Freddie's punk out and put all that money together and come see me. Now that's what you can do.
Oh shit! Antoine, they brought me to the house, you know. Freddie, listen.
Fuck what you're talking about. Listen, come see me at the track. Put all that shit together. I'm gonna show you that I'm gonna turn the wind light on your ass. Now watch this.
Oh shit.
Hey, if it's all of that, why you had to beg to go out there? Why did you have to beg to even go out there?
We didn't. Hey, listen.
Watch this. I ain't have to beg. You offered. There's a difference.
You offered.
I said on this show.
Hey, listen, man.
I said on the show numerous times. I'm not coming until somebody do something funky to make me jump. You made me jump. Both of y'all made me jump. So I'm going to take it.
Antoine, what the Bible say? Antoine, you a spiritual man, do you read the Bible? You offer that sweet ass motherfucking chocolate, Valera cake, and goddamn, we jump right on that motherfucker. We're going to show you why, motherfucker, you should open your fucking mouth.
Hey, listen, for real,
after we fuck you up with that fucking gift, we fuck around and spot you.
And that's exactly what we're going to do.
We fuck around and spot him. Show him that he ain't got shit over there.
Not with that dumb truck.
Hey, Roy.
Yo, I hear you.
Am I worried about him?
We don't
What I tell you on the backlands? What I tell you on the backlands? Am I worried about?
We don't care what you worried about. You can tell them off.
I know. I like that. Don't care. That's why I ain't even arguing back and forth with you. Guess what?
Your ass is locked in.
The money is up.
You want me to tell
the
him
money
what you
is
did?
Up, motherfucker.
You want me to tell him what you said? Listen, that ain't never been no problem. You the one always been the problem with the money wise. Come on, dog. Stop it.
Hey, listen. The money is up.
Do you want me to tell him what you said on the back line? Tell us, Fat Albert.
He said, them two right there are so sweet, you're going to think I'm in a candy shop. He said, y'all
okay.
sweet.
Okay.
Oh,
like
God.
That.
Damn.
I like that.
Hey, you know what Candy do to your teeth too, right? And rotten them motherfuckers out. When we get done with his ass, he gonna need veneers or dentures or some goddamn thing, whatever to make his ass look good again, whatever.
I got one better for you. Bring Bigfoot too.
Oh shit!
Oh,
hey, look, you're not even on Bigfoot wish list, dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. So shut the fuck up. Sit your ass down. Let me talk to the owner.
I'm fucking this horse.
You sit back and watch.
Hey, Chola, you remember how you put your head down to your little chin? I mean, to your little chest when we got there and come to that motherfucking gate and you had to pay that punk out. You would have your head in your motherfucking ass, boy. After that race,
I'm coming right to your trailer with that douce. I'm saying, here, man, it was nothing personal. It's all business. That's all I'm saying.
It's never personal, but I'm telling you,
Marcus, you know what? Let's go bracket racing on his ass. Let's go bracket racing on his ass.
That motherfucker going 0-3.
So he's going to lose again.
Man,
he's
going
to
lose
every
single one of them. He's going to lose every single one of them.
Damn. Sure enough.
I promise.
Yo.
That man said you're going 0-3. He said you're going 0-3.
Hey, look. I ain't in Penny's assholes no matter. I'm sitting here eating chicken, man.
You
motherfucker.
Hey,
crazy the
motherfucker.
Hey, listen. These motherfuckers scared of Avon, scared of Fred. They scared of all the motherfuckers, like Tyler and all these other motherfuckers. They scared, man. They scared.
Watch this.
Since you lying so much, I just told Fred lock the fucking at his fucking event. He told me run for 5. I told him no, let's lock in for the same pot. He said no. So know what the fuck you talking right. about? Stop that bullshit.
All right. So listen. I let y'all talk. Can I talk? Antoine, ain't no doubt in my mind you offered that shit. You was offering anybody anything at motherfucking Delmar. You know, goddamn well, your weak ass truck go down there, but they can't not with no power go. Motherfucker, I bet you did offer.
Watch this. Motherfucker, I'm going to run Brutus back at MIR. Your bitch ass can get the back tire when I come to MIR. I'm not scared of your shit.
Oh!
What you think this is?
I'm waiting for them to give me a date when they're free.
Hey, look, man, I'm going back on this barbecue chicken.
Listen, Dick, go ahead and get back on there. What you need to do is hurry up, go and put some motor in your motherfucking car so you can go ahead and pay this funk out. Just go and do that.
No,
the
car
will tell you,
no,
tell you, the car will tell you,
both of y'all
no, I don't want to go.
You pay funk out.
I pay funk out because I had issues. Motherfucker, you can't say shit because you damn sure can't run with me at all. And that's a fact. And if Preston was something to fucking North versus South, I would lock your ass in right now.
Antoine, ain't no need to talk to us.
Man, you just a waste of time.
Ain't no need to talk to us already. Keep it moving.
We drag race, man. We don't race once or twice a month. We ain't no need to talk to a motherfucker like that. Especially from you two motherfuckers. Sit up there talking all that shit on Joe's. Ain't no need to talk to a motherfucker like that. Sit your soft ass down somewhere, man.
You always on the back line, Black Ops,
Mar, don't worry about that. One thing about it. You got them L's, right?
Hey, CJ.
You got them L's. You always talking like a little girl. CJ, the motherfuckers just said they bracket racing, man. What made them think they could fuck with us? Hey, Marcus, he's a dumbass. He didn't listen to what I said. I said, let's take it to bracket racing. Dumbass, what the fuck means is I'm going to let your ass
hit
the side of it. We're going to go on
the
break.
Dumbass, look at his head. The motherfucking head shaped like a goddamn acorn, man. What the fuck you thought you was talking to? Antoine, I got something sweet for you.
Bet me the same 1500, right? That you need to turn the wind light on, bitch. We can do that too. Bet it on the race. Hold up, Marcus.
What's
the point of me doing that when I'm gonna hustle your ass and run and turn you right back around and give you a spot
Listen, all y'all want to do is talk because it's free, okay? Let's get some money locked in tonight. How about this, Antoine? Listen, Friday night, 7 o'clock, me and you head up. And we still locked in for Saturday. You still got the one-on-one Saturday, bitch.
I bet it won't, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm going on mute, man. I'm going back on mute, man.
The only way you can get out of that ass is if you play the motherfucking punk out. That's the only way you get out of that ass with me. That's the only thing. I never said it. I said motherfucker locked in for Friday. We already locked for Saturday. I said head up Friday, motherfucker.
I'm going to show y'all that y'all got to burn that bitch up again and still lose. Burn what up? ODB, motherfucker. The last time y'all was down there when y'all burnt that bitch up, I'm going to run you Friday for 1500 more. Head up, and then still we keep the money up for Saturday, motherfucker. You still got one and one.
Man, lock in tonight. Listen. Did I just say the truck will not be there till Saturday? The truck will not be there till Saturday.
Hey,
but what you going to do
good
is...
Good night, fellas. I'm going back on mute.
He tried to get out that ass with me. That's all he tried to do. He tried to get out that ass with me, man.
Oh, why
can't get out that ass with me?
What did I just say? I said we're keeping the money up. We still racing Saturday.
He can't get out of the ass with me. Listen, after Avon and Dead Presence fucked him up, whatever's left, I'm going to fucking clean up. Avon going to get the party started. Avon going to dance on him like he was dancing when he was eating them ribs that Joe was cooking. Avon going to dance on him right from the door. She's ass killed right from the door. And if he fucked that with then president, he might want to say night night, and he ain't gonna have nothing else left for us. So the motherfucker gonna pay Tupac out. He gonna get fucked up by A-Line. He gonna pay Tupac out. I guarantee. Antoine.
Man, nigga, did you get ever get tired of talking?
Dollar.
God damn.
Antoine, better dollar.
Antoine, you still on here?
Best
yeah, go ahead, Rick.
That's
CJ, we hear you.
Go ahead.
I was trying to ask Antoine. He said he ain't had no date yet for the race.
Man, stop worrying about what the fuck dates we got from Brutus, man. Stop worrying about what the fuck we got. Don't ask
hey,
us no questions.
Ain't nobody
no,
talking
Antoine.
To you, little faggot. You ain't
don't
been talking to me.
No
so don't talk to me now, nigga. I'm not talking
questions.
To you.
Don't ask us
sit
no questions.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make changes,
don't ask
bitch.
Us no questions,
Antoine.
Motherfucker. What your bitch
ass?
Don't
so what
ask
you, what
us
you,
no questions.
Antoine, master now or something?
Don't ask us
man,
no questions.
Fuck? Yeah.
I got it. Hold on. What you want, Rick? What you want?
I'm asking. You said you running Brutus, right? At MIR, but you don't have a date yet.
Correct.
What's the rate?
Head the fuck
man,
up.
Man, don't tell him no, man.
What else?
Can I get next?
No.
Now, I feel like Zeus now because I'm chasing.
So?
Hey,
Rick, said
you
no.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Antoine, you just said something about, it called my attention. Somebody sent me something that you said something about if I bring pressure to North versus South, what you going to do?
I was gonna lock you in next, but I got checked with my manager.
Let's lock up though. All right, let's tell you what we do. Let's lock up 1500 tonight, and I can be there.
You said locking what? Hold on, watch this. Hold up. Say what?
Let's lock up 1500 tonight, and I will be there Saturday.
You don't mean that clown shit.
And I'm going against the grain to do this.
All right, that clown shit.
Y'all tell everybody else to lock up.
The only clown Bane shit is you talking.
Zeus talks. Bane dumbass shit, Zeus talks.
That's
where they all,
shit.
They,
yeah.
They burn
hold
the
on, hold on, hold on, wait a minute. Fat Albert, hold on, wait a minute. Fat Albert, you still on here?
Come
on.
Yo, I'm here.
Fat
Albert,
you still
yeah,
on
ahead.
Here? Now, haven't I did everything day way for the last few races, right? I did everything day way.
Man, you ain't, okay, all right.
I even tried
it.
Hey, look,
come on,
don't nobody
want to
hear
this. I'll tell you what, you're locking the whole 1500 with Bigfoot there.
I told you I would run you with the other car with Big Foot,
no,
but you
no,
don't want to
no,
do that.
No, fuck the other car. You beat me with Precious. You beat me with Precious. Now you want to run with
what?
The other car. Man, come on with that fraud-ass shit. You beat me with Precious.
Oh,
I mean,
my
you,
God.
You can't get it. I can't get
and
that
And Precious is down right now. That's the thing. I wasn't playing with Bonner,
but
I was pretty
back
together.
But it
didn't
come out for
Andrew.
Come on, man. Stop that fraud-ass. But for 1500 with me, you'll be there.
No, I said, can you lock up 1500?
That's fraud. That's that fraud shit.
What am I supposed to lock in for 1500?
What do you mean?
Man,
I'm going to lock in with
car?
So for pressure, I can lock in 1500, but Marty just told you for 1500, he'll lock the whole party with Bigfoot, and he lost me.
And again, Margaret, hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to say this again. I was talking to you, right? I didn't say nothing about Margaret. Margaret said he's going to win,
hold tight,
so it is what it is.
Hold tight. He's trying to finagle himself out of this whole situation. Margaret's lost you. I paid you.
I'm trying to do what?
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want profit, I'll lock you in. Simple.
There you
no.
go.
Well, okay, y'all are both on the new car, though. That's the thing.
Oh, okay,
fuck the new
car.
Man,
we weren't here but no goddamn new car. Man, you ain't never had a new
Ricky
car
man.
In 20 years. In 20 years, you ain't had a new car. Come
God,
on, get the fuck out of here. Now, new car. I said, Fat Albert the picture. I said, Fat Albert the picture. New car.
Tell your fucker to stand down for a minute.
Man, don't nobody want to hear no motherfucking
bullshit.
Because you just talking about bullshit, man.
What time you
going to
go?
Hold
on, Antoine.
That's why.
Something wrong with y'all.
You just talking bullshit. We don't want to hear that shit from the two pinches. Get the fuck off our line. God damn.
It ain't my fault you can't do what I do, homie. But I'm willing to lock my nose with Bigfoot or whatever else
you
fucking
do,
drive.
How you going
to
tell
you
somebody to get off
nothing.
Your line
you
and wasn't nobody even talking to you, man?
You
on,
can't
bro.
Do nothing.
The only thing I can
you
say
can
is, I'm going to say it again. I will lock you in
nothing.
Tonight with Bigfoot or
you
whatever
can't.
Else
no,
you
won't.
Can drive.
You won't. No, you won't.
I bet
no,
I will.
No, you, I bet
all
you want
to do is let's get this shit locked in.
Pressure.
I bet I will.
Let me get that weak-ass pressure.
I didn't say nothing about
pressure,
motherfucker. I got two cars.
I did, though. I said it, motherfucker.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
I said it. Oh, now it don't matter.
You don't worry.
Hey, go ahead with it, dog. Go ahead with it. Hey,
it ain't
Edgewater, did you get them the race report for this weekend that the Bad Mother crew went out with 11 wins this motherfucking weekend? Did you tell them about that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
What was it? We went 11-2 and
y'all
3-2.
Y'all dumb motherfuckers on the show that's about y'all tonight. Y'all thinking it's going
to be shit. Come on, man. It's supposed to be. Hey,
11.
When you do shit like
hey,
you
hey,
do,
look, these stupid motherfuckers. These stupid motherfuckers was just talking about how the track owner going
to
reopen the track. For Gordo and all these other motherfuckers, because the prep was bad, but they happy they won some couple bullshit races or some dumbass prep.
Some bullshit
ass races. We know how to get down a joke track.
I got one question. Marcus, how long have you been holding Antoine nuts? How long have you been holding his nuts in your purse?
How
long have you had Antoine nuts in your purse? Motherfucker.
Hold on, watch this. How long has sketching them and holding your nuts helped them build your fucking car that you didn't know shit about? Since you won't go there. Hold up. Why was your car sitting outside of your tuner's house with no motor in it, with uncover, and let the rain dry up on it? But you a ball. Fuck out my face, man. See?
Hey, listen, bet me anything in your life that you can come up with that anybody can talk to you about Greg. Bet me anything you can come up with Greg ever told my car. That's just like y'all think I burnt my motor up too, don't you? Y'all is in my trap, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all is in my trap.
That's the thing about you. How can you burn that weak, slow riding motherfucker up, man? Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it, dog. So tell me why there was no motor in my car.
Please tell me why there was no motor in my car.
I don't give a fuck why I want no motor in the car. You tell us.
So what the fuck are you talking about then?
I said, how could you burn that slow riding motherfucker up? We don't give a fuck about what's going
on. Well, your boyfriend, or you're the man. Hey, look, Marcus, I give you that credit. You the man. So your girlfriend was just saying, motherfucking, my car was somewhere with the motor and shit out, sitting outside, all this other dumb shit. Where the fuck is it at right now? Please tell me.
Was it or was it not?
It wasn't. Let me tell you why.
You're lying.
It wasn't. He said it was sitting outside my tuner's house. He said it was sitting outside my tuner's house. I told my car.
You want me to tell you why you're a lie? Because one of the people that you fuck with FaceTime me and sold me your fucking car sitting outside the fucking garage. Fuck you talking about. Who the fuck you talking to? Fuck up my
car. So where's my car right now?
Where is my car right now? You got some whole snakes in your camp, yo.
Y'all dumb motherfuckers. Where the car at now? Where the motor at? Which motor is in it?
Who gives a fuck if it ain't got one in it? It should have one in it by North or South. That's the best thing you got to worry about.
Exactly. So you bring Bigfoot motherfucker and line up. How about that?
Man, come on. You
capping. I'm DP ready, man.
I'm sick of this bitch. Marcus, I'm spit up. Getting.
No, hey, listen, girlfriend. I want you head up Friday night. It's still going to run you Saturday with the 1-1.
Man, listen.
You send that DP.
You get that 1-1, and then you get fucked
what
up.
What part of I'm not going to be there don't you hear?
Hey, well, listen. Okay, all right. I'm not going to mention Friday no more. But I want you to do this. Wherever you fucking got a FaceTime from or whatever the fuck, ask them what you need to go in order to beat this bad motherfucker.
But listen to this, Roy, the motherfucker called Oscar, right?
And told him that I was talking about my pro driver, pro tuner, and all this shit in Florida. How the fuck was my car at a tuner house when my tuner lives in Florida?
live in Florida.
Hold up.
How the fuck was my car at a tuna house and my tuna live in Florida?
Hold up. Fed up, I'm about to send you a screenshot since this bitch-ass motherfucker will lie. Now, watch this. This is how this shit starts. Now, I ain't got to lie about a motherfucking thing. I will screenshot this inbox and send it to you.
Hey, listen to me, man. Listen
fuck
to me.
I got lied from?
How the fuck do I got a tuna when my car been running?
Zeus, your mic open,
hold
Zeus.
On.
Man, we don't care about you. Your car just about to be running for North.
How do I have a tuna when my car been running? It's got the same jet in it I had when I ran Flex. If I'm lying, God strike me down right now.
We don't care, man.
So how do I got a tuna? No, y'all know so fucking much. Y'all know so much. Matter of fact, hey, Fred Albert. How about this?
Yeah, how about this?
Let's send another $700 tonight. That'll make it $1,000 on $3,000 on that race with ODB and 101 since they know so much. I'm going to prove y'all don't know a goddamn thing.
Hey, we don't give a fuck about you. We're going to prove that you're not a dumbass. You're a dumb motherfucker.
I just sent you the inbox.
But y'all keep talking some money shit, though.
Now look at this dumb motherfucker. So check your phone. I just sent it to you. I don't have to call a motherfucker to understand that.
Hey.
Now read what it says. Hold on. I'm going to call you with Greg and Moon on the phone on three-way. Motherfucker, I ain't called no fucking body.
Hey, call them right now. Call them right now and ask Greg or Moon.
Listen to me.
Call them right now. Call them right now, Fred Albert, on the phone and ask them, do any one of them motherfuckers call my car? Have any one of them ever seen a ticket from my car? Ask them. Even when we was at the beach that night, that was the only time they ever been to the track with me.
Okay, so watch this. The reason why all this shit happened because your dumbass was drinking that dust on here saying you're a one-man team when motherfuckers have helped you. See, that's where this shit got started and why they call my phone.
I'm a one-man team, motherfucker.
That's why the fuck this shit happened.
Hey,
so don't come on
Listen, Antoine.
Stop, man.
I ain't like you. I ain't got to call my daddy and ask him, can I go to North for a South? I ain't got to call my daddy.
What you do,
you can't expose shit. How many people put money in my car, and then you go ask yourself in the mirror how many people you need to get in your pots to help you go to the racetrack, all that shit.
Oh,
hey, none of them niggas say that they give me anything.
Oh,
that's a fact, Jack.
No.
I own this bitch.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'll get another phone call.
Yeah,
I'm
about to
cream
truck.
I'm going to
call you Mr. Softy from now
on.
No, you Mr. Softy, motherfucker.
Let him go. So the reason why I asked my dad about it, because my dad's pulling ODB to fucking North versus South, when I'm going to be in Florida, dumbass. I leave
man,
next Saturday to go to Florida
yourself,
for
man.
A week. But since you keep wanting to go on politics like that, just know this. If I drop this information, it's because you're going to have the same reaction on this phone, the same way Marcus told you he was in your closet, he's going to say, boost you on this fucking phone. So if I drop this information,
hey, listen, man. Please drop that. Hey, matter of fact, if I call somebody on three-way,
I'm not on that type of time, dog.
Hey, Fred Albert, if I call somebody on three-way, is it going to be like mute, like echoing and shit?
No, boy.
It don't matter. Call.
Call who you need. Call who you want.
Now, I tell you what.
He said Greg, Moon, all of them. Is that who he said?
Call Sketch. Hold on. Watch this.
Call Sketch and ask him, did I call him?
Motherfucker, you want to make it seem like I'm a fucking lie. Call Sketch and ask him, did I call him? The fucking inbox is right here. Bitch, I didn't call him. He called me. Know what the fuck you're talking about? You think you know something, but you the same motherfucker that was in the inbox. Say, ho, ho, ho.
Who the fuck you say,
call? Hold on.
Use the same
one. Who the fuck Jesus
say
tall? Call who?
Hold up. Let me finish. You said he's talking. You the same motherfucker that went in y'all little freaking group chat and said you can't stand Antoine and Marcus and you want to get to our ass any way that you can. But motherfucker, I got you in a trick bag and don't run. You're known for running. So when you ass whooping this side, watch what the fuck's gonna happen to you. I'm gonna make you sell that motherfucker.
Just get that pot up, man. Hey, cuz, I'm for real. Just
ain't
get that pot up. On that race,
listen,
on that race, man, please bring $5,000
better.
Just all I'm saying. Please
I'm
bring $5,000
better. Nothing you talk about.
I'm telling you, listen, City Council, that's why y'all fucked up now.
Greg and Moon tore my car, right? And they can tell you everything about it. Ask them motherfuckers what's in that bitch. Ask them that.
Goddamn it. Man, I don't care what's in the motherfucker. Motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck if you got 500 Luca Brasi in front at 300 foot mark.
Hold up. The other night you said at 60 foot. The other night you did. Say that 60 foot.
Hold up.
How the fuck I'm going to be in front of 60 foot when I'm giving you the back
down? Why can't you? If you that fast, bitch. If you that fast, you should be.
I'm talking to the girlfriend right now. I'm not interested in men. I'm trying to fuck your bitch, Marcus. Marcus, I'm trying to fuck your bitch. I'm not interested in men, dog. I'm not interested in men. I'm trying to fuck your bitch, Marcus.
You
shut up and sit down.
Ain't nobody's bitch, but come on with it.
I want you back that shit that you said the other night. You said you going
to
be a friend.
Yeah. When we do what we get to do to him, I'm going to turn back around and get that motherfucker the back tire, and I'm going to clear him. Now watch what I'm trying to tell you.
Lock that in. Lock that in right now. Hey, Fed Albert, you remember I said I ain't want to race after 8 o'clock, right? Fed Albert, remember I said I ain't want to race after 8 o'clock?
Shit, motherfucker, this
man,
Tell that motherfucker lock in right now. Hold up. That's got to be about 10:30, 10:45, because I got another race locked in. So what the fuck you want to do? Last two go down the track. What the fuck you want to do?
Now.
Why? I got a race locked in at 9 o'clock, 9:30. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, he does.
I race at 7. Our race is at 7, though.
No.
Bruce Warren at 8 o'clock.
He said we got another race, you dumb motherfucker.
At 9 o'clock. He got another race locked in at 9 o'clock, too, Shona. That's what he's trying to tell you.
We don't sit around.
Okay,
sit around
and my race,
like,
listen, my race with him is at 7. So what's wrong at 8
seven?
O'clock?
Is that 7?
What do you say? Hold on, wait. What do you say here? Bracket car. What's wrong with 8 o'clock?
That's exactly what you said. I said I'm going to take you to bracket racing. Motherfucker, which means you can get in front.
His ear's too small for him to listen to his ass.
I'm done. Hey, listen, I'm not even going to entertain another race, Antoine, because I'm going to fuck you up so bad that you're going to call whoever called you on FaceTime or whatever and be like, man, y'all set me up. What the fuck, man? Y'all set me up.
Okay.
Y'all set me up, man. Hey, look, Antoine, if my car was at my tuner's house, for one, that's in Florida. I ain't been down there in like 2 years, so I don't know what the fuck you talking about. But anyway, my car was at my tuner's house.
Okay.
Where the fuck is the car at now, and where's the motor and all that other shit?
Antoine, he's trying to figure out your contacts.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something, right? Ain't no contact.
We don't care.
Y'all can record this and send it to her, too.
I slap any one of them motherfuckers, but it ain't even like that. You know what I mean? They're my homies. We cool. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
No, you won't.
I slap y'all. You know what I mean?
500 that you don't turn the wind light on against ODB. Now,
Woo!
That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
Oh,
that is not what I said.
Because,
hey,
you
listen,
know you
listen.
All that. You can't afford
of your two options.
You
listen,
you
of your two options. I accept. I accept. Listen to me, man.
You can't
listen
afford
to me.
To lose 6,000. You can't afford to lose 6,000.
Hey, listen.
You can't afford to
hey,
lose
listen.
It. You can't afford
listen.
To lose it. You with the punk out king?
You right. Hey, listen.
You
hey,
you
heard
punk out king.
What did you just say? I, right? I, me, motherfucker. Not me and my eight girlfriends. All right? Not me and my eight girlfriends. What did you just say? Me, motherfucker. I don't need no help. I don't need no help.
You can't afford
I don't need no help.
That's why you're not going to go out there. Ain't one going to fuck you up, and you're not going to go out there for the next one. That's what I'm telling you, boy.
All right. Hey, ask Avon. Hey, Marcus. Marcus, ask Avon when he bailed when I ran ODB.
I wouldn't give a fuck what he said. What the fuck
that
mean to
who's
me?
Who's your first race?
What the fuck?
Who's your first race?
What the fuck does that mean to me? Avon is the first race off the trailer.
Avon is.
Fuck him up. And dear president,
the
after that,
race?
A dear president is going to fuck him up. And
dear
ODB
president?
And Internet will knock his dick in the dirt. Fucked up all the way around the board. But he ain't going out there.
Hey, man, listen. For one, listen. For everybody in Radio Land that don't know, for one, Avon's giving me the back tire. He can't beat me head up. Period. Ten presidents can't beat me head up. Period. ODB can't beat me if he had everything in drag racing.
Hold on, Marcus. Man, listen. ODB is the slowest of all three of them.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Right.
He's the slowest of all three of them.
Come on, man. Fuck that shit.
Hold on, Marcus. Let me get this bet off. I bet you $50 if try me.
Man, listen. Stop fucking talking to me, dog.
Avon,
I'm talking to these. I'm fucking these monkeys over here.
If Avon beat you, you won't do the next two races. Now, I bet $50 on that.
Oh, God almighty. $50. That's $50, man. You can't bet $50, man.
$50.
Come on, man.
But it just said, he just said, well, lock me in for $1,500 on Friday night. He a clown.
He is a clown.
What? What'd you say? Yeah, come talking to you, motherfucker. Hey, look, I don't even know who the fuck's talking. James Corden or whoever the fuck his name is. I don't fuck that. I ain't worried about that, man. Hey, listen. Hey, Antoine. I'm daddy. I sling dick, all right? I'm daddy. I ain't got no girlfriend. I do what I want to do. I'm a man. That's the difference between man and boys, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I do what I want to do.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Take the bet.
I don't need help. And if I need help, I pay for it. I don't need help. And if I need help, I pay for it. You broke bitches.
Hey, show enough. Show enough. Bitch, you ain't motherfucking rich. That's for damn sure. You ain't rich.
I damn sure ain't. I wish I was. But I damn sure ain't.
I want to do a bet a little $50 if try me beat you, you ain't doing the other two races.
Hey, listen. This is that James guy again.
That should be an easy.
Is this that James guy again? Hold on, wait. I got one even better for you. I bet you that same $50 I turn the wheel light on against that bitch ODB.
Man, did you hear what James was saying?
Take
that bet. Listen to what the man was saying.
If you
take
bet
that bet,
home,
dog. Hey, listen. Don't talk to me about no other race. Don't talk to me about no other race.
I'll bet that $50. If you bet the other one, I'll bet the $50. If you bet what I just asked you, I'll bet $50.
This is the thing, though. Hey, listen, James. This is the thing, right?
Are you gonna do it? Yes or no?
Listen to me. This
you
is the thing, right? The races
no
with
stuff.
Who I got? Try me and Dead Presidents.
Those are races to provide
action and just get it on.
All right.
I got a grudge against Bad Mouth
no.
Crew. I don't like them. I hate
yes
them. I
no
fuck them.
Yes
and I still have a drink
yes
with them.
No.
But fuck
on
them.
The
I want them. That's who I'm worried about. Everybody else ain't shit.
Listen, just say yes or no on the bet. If you run try me, you ain't running the other two races. $50. And I'll bet $50 on Antoine that he turned the wheel light on.
Y'all motherfuckers don't know me, do you? Hey, Roy, they don't know me, do they? They don't fucking know me, man.
All you got to do is say yes or no. You want to bet or not?
Man, I want to bet you on the ODB race.
That's the Don Julio coming out of.
I want to bet on both of them.
I don't even drink that nasty ass shit, Antoine. I swear to God, I don't even drink that nasty ass shit. I don't know what the fuck that is. But anyway, James,
man, I don't understand.
James,
it's just say yes or no.
I offered you a race, man. I offered you a bet.
I offered you two.
I don't care about those races.
I bet you.
I'm going to run my races. I don't care about those races. Unless my car physically can't go, I'm going to run those races.
Easy bet. Wait,
no, you ain't.
Story.
Man, listen. Whether I go or I don't go, okay? I bet you $50 ODB don't turn on no wind light.
I bet you another
$50 he don't even turn the wind light
on
against goddamn Zeus.
Turn on. Hold on. I bet you $500. Wait a minute, Antoine. Marcus. I'll bet you $500 he turn the wind light on.
Good.
Turn the wind light on.
There you go.
I bet you ODB turned the wind light on for $500.
All right.
Just that's what you want to
fuck that. Fuck that. Why you want to go to 500 for? I just want to ask.
Wind light on again, too.
I already got a fucking $6,000 pot. Why the fuck you want to go to 500 for? Take the $50
bill. Hold on, Aaron.
Listen, hold on. I don't believe you're going to do the first.
Is it raising hands up?
I really don't.
Listen. Listen, man, listen.
Aaron,
I'll give you $50 a night that bitch don't turn the wind light on.
We said 500, you dumb bitch.
You're going to have that money because you ain't going to do the first two races. You ain't going to do the first two races.
All right, you know what? I'm done talking to you.
Big pocket motherfucker. No, you're a big pocket motherfucker. We poor, remember? We poor. You said we poor, you're a big pocket motherfucker. Bet it.
What's the race? Is it heads up?
Hey, Marcus,
no,
you ain't
no.
poor, you dirt poor, motherfucker. You ain't poor, you dirt poor,
no.
you ugly motherfucker.
No, the race is...
Hey,
show up.
Somebody
call me. ODB is getting... you get 1-1, right?
Yes.
ODB got 1-1.
He got 1-1. I want to bet 500 on that.
Show enough, is that a bet? Show enough?
Tell him put it in the pot. I told him I ain't talking to him no more. I told him put it in the pot.
Hey, Jay, I bet we get a pot that this bitch can't.
Hey, James.
How about that, Shona?
I bet you. Hey, look,
no,
what happened to your $50, James? James,
hold
how you go? Look,
no,
I'm going to tell y'all, what y'all do, right? Y'all trying to, all James doing is trying to be funny and call a money bet, like bet high, all right? That motherfucker just said that $50 about some dumb shit.
$500
got too much background noise. I can't hear.
Somebody need to go goddamn on mute. Jamie, goddamn Weeby, go on mute.
Hey, Roy, mute their mic, man.
All right.
That shit is dead, though. I'm not betting James 500.
No, I'm not betting him
500.
Why not?
Because he just said $50 on some bullshit. Like, I ain't going to run all three
of
my races.
So you ain't got no money. That's what it is. Okay, I got you.
Man, whatever. I ain't worried about that. That ain't the point. The point is, I told him bet me.
Why else would it be the point? What else would it be the point?
Hold up, my daddy calling me. Hold up.
Goddamn. Now you like Antoine, your daddy. Your daddy called you. Hey, daddy.
I knew that was coming.
Hey,
Marcus.
That's what he said, right, Antoine?
Hey, Marcus. No bullshit,
man,
though. He called it. Hey, look, no bullshit. He called me, but I ain't got to ask him permission.
Hey, tell your dad
back. I ain't never
tell
had to ask for motherfucking permission. You got me fucked up.
Go report. But tell your dad
back
the 500
then,
show
love.
Since you scared, it won't.
He might. Hold on, he'll like Antoine.
Hold on,
he might.
All right.
Hold on, you know what? Hold on, I got it. Fuck that. Tell your dad to bet $500. He always went back $500. Tell him to get his
Hey, hold on, man. Hey, listen. Stop yelling at Antoine.
No,
can you stop yelling at me, man?
No, bitch. You just what you get. Tell him bet the $500, a cherry lick motherfucker.
I got to call him. Hold on, wait. I'm calling him from my other phone.
Call,
I don't want to click over.
Call
hold
on.
Call him.
Call him.
A pumpkin spice cheesecake looking motherfucker.
Listen, I'm calling.
Come on
call
with it.
Call him on the line.
Hey,
man. Don't be saying my name like that. I don't want these people to know my name. All right. Hold on,
no,
matter of
no,
fact,
no,
put the phone on me. I don't want him to know my name.
What happened, Tori, is this.
What's your name,
his dad
LeBron?
Has always
LeBron?
Been trying to bet 500. It's Warren. His dad's name is Warren. His dad always been trying
no,
to bet 500.
No, no,
just
no,
another...
no, no. What's your enough name? LeVar? Larice? Or some shit? LeBron?
No, Ludacris. Ludacris.
Oh,
Ludacris.
No.
Ludacris.
Oh, no.
Ludacris Rock.
Ludacris.
Oh,
call your pop, goddammit. Tell your pop, get that money up. Tell your pop, get that money
no,
up.
No, see what happened to her was this. There's a local race here that we raced
hey,
in Oklahoma or whatever. And his
Antoine.
Dad was up to $500.
Hold on, Antoine, stop talking to the background.
Come on.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey, look. Hold on, Marcus, shut up, man. Hold on. Hey, Pops, tell him again. Tell Antoine what you just said.
Hey, Twan. Hell yeah, I'll bet some money on him. I hope you don't think I was going to go with you.
Well, bet the 500 in the pot. Throw it in the pot, goddammit. Because he's at the station.
That's 500.
He said put something in the pot. I don't even know what the fuck he said.
No, he said 500. Ain't no something. Tell him what we said. Tell him what we said.
Hey, look, hey,
no,
hey,
no,
hey look, Pop, hey, up here, look, let me tell you, right, these motherfuckers up here talking about some, my car was at Greg's house,
man,
and Greg tuned
dad,
my car, and motherfucking, some other shit, I don't know, hey, how many times did Greg ever tune my car?
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Albert, you see
never.
We
what the
yeah,
fuck
man.
Wrong with them, man? Hey, maybe they setting them up. I don't know because I ain't talking
hey,
to them.
Hey, hey, listen. Hey, ask your father if you want to put that 500 on the side on Antoine.
Capping, just like he tried to say you on the phone, capping. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
No, ain't no capping. No, we want back
that's
$500.
That's all he's doing.
Yes, your dad. Yes, your dad.
Hey, look, these motherfuckers said Greg to my car, dog. Oh,
man.
Hey, that shit is funny as hell. I bet you $500 Greg won't get up here and say he's tuned my car. I guarantee
you. Tell your dad with his sweet alligator shoes ass to bet the $500.
Hey, Antoine, my pop said, who tuned your truck?
Man, we don't want to hear that stupid
hell
shit, man. Tell him about the
$500. Hey, Marcus, big lip,
is,
Marcus, big lip, bald-headed ass probably.
Bet the $500.
That's
bet
why
the
that bitch stay up in the air all the time.
That's why that bitch slow. But I'll call you back when I get off
the
phone with him.
Listen,
if you don't want to bet the $500, ask him, do you want to bet the $500 that you get you trying to win light on?
Hey, look, man, meet him at the track,
I don't
care
which one of y'all bet.
I'm my
own
man. I'm my
own
man.
Man, you old clown. That's what you is.
Marcus, I meet you at the track, motherfucker. Bring Bigfoot, Sweet and Low, Bam Bam, fucking OG, dude, whatever, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You meet me at the track. How about that?
You've been drinking. You've been drinking.
Oh, my God. You've been drinking.
I ain't
been
drinking shit.
You've been sniffing. You've been doing something.
I don't even smoke. Hey, y'all motherfuckers crazy as hell. I'm just having a good time with y'all. I told Joe, hey, look,
yeah,
I told Joe when I first got up here.
The lines
are
tight.
That's why.
The lines
that's
might
why
be tight.
Watch it. That's why we're going to make you famous. Because you like fucking with us. We're
going to
make you famous, though.
Thank
you, man.
Nah, that's all that is, man. Hey, you 100% right, though, Marcus. That's all it is, man. I just like fucking with y'all. Forever,
hey,
as
look,
long as I own a race car, as long as I own a race car and y'all own race cars, I'm going to be on y'all ass. That just is what it is. Period.
You are personal bank. You are personal bank. You are personal bank.
I like that. Well, hey, is the, hey, well, Marcus, is the money good? All I want to know is the money good?
Money always good.
Hey, Shona, your money is like the sweetest pussy a man can ever have. You know that? Real life.
Well, just keep
hey,
on, up.
Hey,
keep
hey,
on keeping
up.
On.
You know how, hey, shut up. You know how sweet your money is? When you got a bad red bone and she got that ass sticking up in the air, you spread them cheeks and lick that asshole and then go up in it. That's how sweet your money is.
Whoa, partner. Hey, look, I don't like bigger bears.
Yo, Marcus just did some porn star
is.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm being honest with you, though. I'm being real honest with you. If you got a bad red bone, that
hey, listen.
I got the
Hey, Marcus, no homo with some shit like that. I ain't eating no ass, man. You must got a little dick or something. I ain't eating no ass. No homo.
Anybody on here like show enough in that race? I like Antoine.
I don't think so,
to turn the light on for 500. Anybody?
James, I got 500. You're locked in Gordo.
Hold on, James. Zeus said he like him over ODB.
Where you been at, James?
You heard what I said. I said, show enough. If anybody on here likes show enough to turn that wind light on,
hey, listen,
I got $500.
Oh, so
hey,
the rules don't apply to everybody then,
James,
huh?
James, hold
so
on,
you
hold
on here, Captain Two,
James.
James.
Zeus giving the same thing to 1-1. Zeus giving it over to be the 1-1.
Zeus? That's Zeus.
He ain't gonna take it because he capping. He talking to himself talk.
All you gotta do is
damn.
Hey, listen, I've been said that because first you said $50, then you went to $500.
Wait a minute, show enough. You said you're not going to bet it, right?
Listen,
I extended it to anybody on the phone. Anybody.
Well, listen, James, I got a race for
you.
Why are you talking? I bet you $100 you don't want to do it. Hey, why would you run Gordo? Gordo calls you out.
Why would I run Gordo?
Because he calls you out, motherfucker.
What the hell you mean?
And Tyler called your ass out today. Did you lock that in?
Hey, me and him locked it in a week before. We already talked. He ain't got no money in his car. And according to you, I don't have a motor in my car.
Hey, this so you don't have to talk so loud. I ain't got enough for Gordo. I ain't doing it. Simple as that.
Oh, well, I'll fuck you up.
Brit Rock.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because I'll fuck you up.
He lying like a motherfucker. Okay. Well, you probably will.
I don't understand that shit, man. I said it's Tuesday, but I don't think people really caught on. I don't understand how people call one person out, but then that same person they're
call
calling
out,
like willing to race other people that they're scared of. I don't get that shit.
Show enough. Who did I call out?
You said you would run me, but you won't run Gordo. I'm not scared of Gordo. I'll try Gordo.
I didn't say nothing about running you. What are you doing? You smoking something?
Motherfucker, you said you would race me 2 weeks ago. What was that, like a month ago on the show? You were trying to run me?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was. I said I didn't have oil pressure. Yes, you was. You was trying to run me, and I said I didn't have oil pressure.
I never listened. I've never called your car out.
Not per se, but we was on the talk show, and you was like, what you want to do, blah, blah, blah. And I said I didn't have oil pressure because I was about to put my man Jason on you.
Listen, hold on. Let's put it into this. I'll be there Friday night. I'm on motor. I'll take the break and the clear from you.
Ain't going to happen.
What do you want to do?
Hey, James Cornick, who you got to wait for? Who you locked in with, James Cornick? Who you locked in with?
I'm locked in with Drew.
10-5 Drew.
I take 10-5 Drew for 500.
I got enough money on that bet. I'm gambling with that.
Shit.
Cabin.
I'm letting you know. I got enough money on that bet. I'm gambling.
I like Drew for 500, too.
Hey, James, how you got enough money on one bet, but you can't, you try and get a $500 bet on another?
Because I'm gambling on that race.
You hear that? You hear
that? Come on, man.
You full of shit, man.
I'm gambling on that race.
He's capping like a motherfucker.
Hey, I tell you what. Ho. I tell you what. James, I run you. You got the back tire. I run you Friday night for that same $500.
Both on motor.
I'm a, I'm gonna shake down your on your ass. Hell no, I ain't running no more. God damn it. I got a nice Tim and I got a nice converter. But I'm gonna shake down on your ass.
And so do I.
Well, that's your problem. Turn the bottom on, motherfucker,
okay,
run your head up.
Okay then. Okay. I'll run your head up, we both will run on motor.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Why?
My car damn near shut off. If I run it on motor, it's damn near shut off. No lie.
Let me ask you a question. How you got 500 to bet on one race, but you ain't got 500 to bet on your own, motherfucker?
But I can bet the way I want it. It's my money.
That's what I just asked, but he said he was all in.
So you ain't confident in your own self.
Man, that man just had two different answers in one in 60 seconds. He
listen,
had two different answers.
I just told you. Wait a minute. Did anybody hear me say, me running Drew, I was gambling? Did anybody hear me say
you ain't, that's not to say James,
every race
you ain't,
is a gamble.
You ain't gambling.
Every race is a gamble.
You giving your money away. That ain't no gamble.
If you got a nitrous car and you're trying to run an all-motor car on motor, you gambling any fucking way. You know damn well a nitrous car ain't going to run on motor.
Hey, show no. If you believe that bullshit,
yo,
I'm going to come smack you in your motherfucking mouth myself.
Man, please come smack me, because that's some stupid shit there. That motherfucker crazy. He must think we boo-boo the fools. We ain't walking around with no red nose on and no fucking rainbow afro.
I'll gamble with you.
Y'all
don't have debating.
Y'all don't have debating with a fucking
movie. I know I ain't got no business doing it. Listen, I know I ain't got no business doing it because my car is mostly steel and mostly glass. And I know your car is not like that. And I'll take the break and the clear from Friday night.
Oh, my
you
God.
Stay on motor. You got it. Head up.
I'm going to be on motor.
Well, I'm going to run your head up either way. I don't give a fuck if you come on nitrous, motor, whatever
wait
the fuck.
A minute.
I'm running
wait
your head
you
up.
You say
period.
If I stay on motor, I got it. And then in the next 2 seconds, you're going to run your head up.
I said I'm going to run your head up either way.
Like shit you said, didn't it, James?
Huh?
Hey, listen, James.
That sound like
I'm going to tell you what you fucked up at, right? Hey, you know how a minister decided when he was like, you know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up. I'm going to tell you how you done fucked up. For one, Antoine already got a boyfriend, and now you're trying to be the goddamn motherfucking, what do they call him, Tyrone, or whatever his name is. All right? So
you
fucked up. You fucked up trying to be
all
Tyrone.
All I asked you for was a bet. All I asked you was for a bet. I didn't ask you to
and I told
it.
You I would bet you that $50, but then you try and call $500. I understand how this shit goes.
Because
you
won't bet
because
you won't bet
you're trying
me.
To get me to not
bet,
you know what I mean?
Listen, you...
I know how that shit goes, man.
What,
you ain't got to pour that shit on
what,
me.
I tell you what. Hold on. Because it's a money thing to you. I'll bet you $200.
It's not a money thing to me, all right? Like I said, I'll bet you $50 that OGB do not turn the wind light on.
Wait a minute. 200,
hey, listen,
200?
I tell you what. I tell you what. I got another one for you. James, I'll take that 50, right, and I double it. I bet you $50 he don't turn the wind light on against me, and I bet you $50 he don't turn the wind light on against Buckwheat. That's $100.
Bet $100 on each one of them.
I don't want to bet $100 on each one of them. If I don't want to bet $100 on myself, what makes you think I'm going to bet $100 on another race? That's just
you don't want to mention that race.
That's like gambling. That's like gambling money. That's not
you just mentioned,
racing
you
money.
You just mentioned that race. I didn't. You mentioned it.
I know, but I'm telling you, I don't want to do it for $100 apiece. I'll do it for $50 apiece.
You know what? I'm going to bet you them $50.
Bet.
On both of them.
All right. That ODB don't turn a wind light on either one.
If they race.
The hell you mean if they race? If they don't race, ain't no bet.
Yeah, people don't do this. You gotta be specific about what you're talking about.
Because
if he
don't
go out
play them
in the
games,
race,
man.
And he ain't turning the wind light on. You know, people do
that.
I don't
play them games, man. I don't bet the way the deposits go or none of that other dumb shit unless it's my deposit. I don't play them games, man. If they race, that's all this is us being spectators on the sideline. If they race, which I'm going to race ODB and Buckwheat's going to race ODB, I'm betting you $50 a piece that he don't turn the wind light on.
I'll tell you what I do.
Turn the wind light on, if you turn the wind light on,
I
you get $50,
what,
and then
I
you don't,
you,
you don't.
I tell you what I do. I'll bet you $50 on each one of your races, and that one, too.
Why? Well, if you're going to do that, what's that? Let's see, one, two, three.
Hey, James,
that's
$200.
That's $200, right? Hey, James, that's $200.
Yes.
That same $200, yes. That same $200, I run you Friday night. I come off the trailer, you stay on motor, and I run
I'm
you head
not
up.
Running nobody. I'm not running nobody for $200.
Well, this is my question to you, James. You say you got a nitrous setup, but you coming to run on motor. Why you ain't nitrous ready? That way you ain't got to go
running,
through all the
I'm running a motor car.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what you do, right? You call Greg and Moon where Antoine said, and maybe they can tune your shit.
I don't know
see
who
how long,
the
see,
fuck
see
Greg
how that
and Moon is. I don't know who the fuck Greg and Moon is.
Ask Antoine. They're your boys. I don't, hey, Antoine, which one are supposed to be tuning, Greg or Moon? Which one tuning?
D's nut.
I thought so, motherfucker. Hey, if y'all money, nah, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to be short. I'm going to be quiet. I'm be quiet.
Listen, hey, listen. Friday night, I'm free. I'll take the break in the crib for some time.
I'm not giving nobody the break. I'm not giving nobody the break. I didn't even lock no races in for Friday because I'm coming out there Friday to make sure I can do what I need to do.
That's what I'm
gonna happen?
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, well, we can gamble. You say you like to gamble. $500, $200.
We ain't running for no fucking $200. We ain't running for no
$200. Listen. I'm not giving you no break for nothing more than $200.
Nah, I need to break it clear.
Not happening. Y'all do realize I got fucked
doors,
up by a motor car, right?
Like said,
ho.
I ain't got none of that shit.
Oh, hey, James, y'all do realize I got fucked up by a motor car, right? With head up, me on nitrous, him on motor.
See,
you do realize
say this
that,
to
right?
you. I'm going to say this to you. It's levels to this shit. Right?
Well, when
and
you
all,
gonna get on the
I know
level?
You was, all motor games you, that you was fucking with was at the top tier of the levels.
Hey, listen, man.
When
that
you,
man
you
won that race
the,
on the whole
nicest,
shot.
The nicest level, James.
What?
When you getting on the nicest level?
I'll be on there soon enough. Trust me.
Okay.
Soon enough.
I'm not going to change motor suit there, huh?
Exactly. And I'm truly a one-man band.
Hey, James, why? James, why they leave you out here like this, get eat by these wolves out here, man? Huh?
Do what?
You out here with these wolves right now. Where your peoples at?
My peoples. I'm by myself.
You were betting by yourself?
Wasn't betting what by myself?
You bet with your people,
what? Wasn't betting what by myself? Come on, Whitty. You said I wasn't betting by myself. Who betting with me? Oh, my phone went dead?
No, we hear you.
I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm a one-man band.
I think he's talking about Antoine and Marcus. That's what he's talking about. He's saying because you was betting on them. That they just left you to hang, like they're not defending you or nothing. That's what he's saying.
That's not my team.
No. I'm just saying what
Tori,
that's what Shonok was
Tori,
talking about.
You know who, wait a minute, Tori. You know who my team is, right?
Stop that lying.
I do.
That is
I do.
Team.
Lies. Lies.
Stop damn playing your homeboys.
Oh.
It's okay.
Man, that man is not my team, but y'all see what y'all want to say.
Dan sure drove your truck for not to be on your team.
Hey, it was a high gun. And the truck was tired. Rubbing elbows at the table, too.
So I
yeah,
come.
I'll
rub
with you.
I'll rub elbows with you at the table, too.
Okay, well, watch this. Tori, you on his phone? Didn't I just talk to you the other day? You were supposed to come down here this past weekend, and then I tell you I can get you some cocktails.
Yes, you did.
Are we teammates, Tori?
Nope.
Hey, Antoine, that's a bad example.
How? Because I didn't say anything with him. Anybody
you
comes
know,
down here, that
you know,
I'm gonna fuck with you. Listen, this is what he's trying to say.
Because you and I, we are not on teams, but we was rubbing elbows at Colonial Beach eating that goddamn banana pudding.
Who was at Colonial Beach eating banana pudding?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Come on, wait.
You know, I ain't got to tell you.
I don't know shit.
It's okay, bro.
Anytime a man want to bet $500 on another's car and don't want to bet $500 on his, that's a teammate.
I bet $500 on mine, but it's going to be, I want to bet more on mine. I don't want to just bet $500.
And a teammate going to let another team, a teammate going to let another teammate drive the car.
Let's see here.
Hey, who got the background noise? Who got the background noise?
Yo, he sound like the dude from the Twilight Zone.
Any attempt they may have made to curb their daughter's behavior are to no avail.
Trust and believe, if he was my teammate, you wouldn't fuck with him.
With
teammates,
they don't try to fuck
with
you straight
from
the rip. Now, what's up?
Shit, you already tried it.
But who is that?
That's the message that you're trying to get across now, though, with the $500 bet.
Who said that?
Rick said
he'd be loud.
That's what you're trying to get across now with that $500.
Good,
no. If
somebody
got
somebody on loud.
Somebody watching the kids' channel.
Well, that's just riding, boy. That's motherfucking riding. Oh, God, I'm riding.
That sound like Marcus.
Bitch, you at the track? Oh, you bitch. I told you, call me. God damn it.
Hey, Antoine. Does this mean that you and Marcus are not teammates now?
Yeah, that's what it means.
I just got a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. They said, why 8-Ball didn't drive the truck?
Oh.
Eight ball had a lot in the race, not even 15 minutes. It's supposed to lock in 15 minutes right behind mine. So he already said it right then and there. He said I'm not gonna do it because my truck is set up completely different than what his is. So he didn't want to get confused on what he had going on. That's what happened.
Hey Tori, they still teammates, yeah. That tell us who be on the phone snoring and shit. At night on Tuesdays.
Who be on the phone snoring?
Marcus ass.
Last Tuesday when they was on the phone, I was driving on my way to Jersey.
Yeah, we thought it was James, but then it wanted to be Marcus. We thought it was James, but it was actually Marcus.
Oh, man, stop it, man. Tori, stop it.
Every time he does, he's like, I'm a god damn.
hey, Fred Abbas.
You know it wasn't me.
You heard me?
Yeah, because you were driving.
Oh, yeah.
Me and your boat. Yeah, me and
you
your boat
was
driving.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you proved your innocence, James, when you woke up and said, hey, it's not me. We was like, all right, he's good now.
Sure, you're a nasty motherfucker.
I think Antoine hung Marcus up, and then it was gone. So we.
Yeah, and it was quiet as hell after that.
Oh, y'all, I'm trying to be funny, fella.
Yo, he's like a jig break.
Y'all,
I swear to God, he's like a jig break.
Okay, if it was a jig break, what do you have, 6-inch pipes, 7-inch pipes, or 8 inches? God damn, which one? Was it high? Was it deep?
It is deep.
It might be like Rob's truck with 8 inches.
I ain't trying to change the subject or nothing, but I want to go back to this teammate thing.
Oh, shit.
I'm starting some shit. I want to go back to this teammate shit. I want to go back to teammate. Well, James, you drove Antoine's truck before?
Yeah, my dad threw him in there. I had to leave.
No, he did not. He tried.
My gosh. Man, fuck what he's talking about. What happened was we had an issue with Blue Magic, and they went over here, did what they had to do over there with Blue Magic. At the point in time, the other person who was supposed to show up that also would drive ODB did not show. I had to leave because I had to go DJ. And I knew I could beat that pumpkin car at that point in time. I already knew it. Still can beat him. But at the time when everything got in, Gary and them wasn't able to get over there, you know, as quick as when it was supposed to when we got locked in. So my dad called me and asked me, he was like, Antoine, what do you want to do? I said, man, listen, if you want to pick the punk out, cool. He was like, but I got James here. I could show him, you know what I mean, your controls in your truck and whatever. I said, listen, if y'all want to do it, y'all want to take a gamble at it, my money's there. It doesn't even make a fucking difference. I don't even give a fuck. It is what it is. But, you know what I mean?
Okay.
As soon as you let go of the fucking button, goddamn it, both cars hit the fucking tires. Nothing else to talk about.
So all the people that was at the track to drive the car, you took James.
Did you not hear what I just said? Because the people that are around, I don't fuck with nobody else. I talked to James about personal shit, about driving trucks and shit, because I'm trying to do a business. We got a business, me and my girl.
Hey, Rob is a teammate.
But hold up. I heard.
So what are you saying?
All I heard from that was you had to ask Daddy.
What did I have to ask my dad for? Ho. I didn't have to ask. I wasn't there. I told him and my brother, do what the fuck y'all want to do. If they wanted to pay the punk out, they could have paid the fucking punk out. I don't give a fuck about that. What the fuck you talking about?
Sound like to me you said you had your dad do this and that, and your dad had to ask.
Man, listen, ask your dad if he went back that 500. Ask him that, motherfucker.
Don't worry about it,
so motherfucker. You stop trying. All right, then shut the fuck up and go back in the goddamn.
You worry about me. You worry about me. When you
I'm
see him,
dog,
you talk to him.
Dog.
But you talk to me.
I'm not worried about you, man.
I got to find my father so I can find out what he's going to bet on. I got to find my father, so I'll let y'all know.
Hey, James, you almost hit somebody in the burnout box. That was people texting me, said he almost hit somebody in the burnout box.
And I ain't almost hitting nobody.
Let me find out you can't drive, James.
They must be talking about Cliff.
They said lies. They said he almost hit people in the burnout box doing a burnout. Damn.
Well, hey, listen. If they gonna tell that lie, they shouldn't have been in the burnout box.
Good report.
They got videos out there.
The fragile victims provide a description of their attackers.
Hey, James, they say you did it 2 times.
God damn, James, you tried to run my way over on twice.
I guess, whatever. I guess they didn't learn their lesson the first time then.
Hey, who got the TV on? Good Lord, I can't hear you.
That means he admitting it too.
I put $50 on 10-5 Drew. $50. Who's that?
Ah, I'm going to read a text. I got a text. They say, sounds like someone is jealous that he got a father to help him. Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. Low blow. That's low blow shit right there. Goddamn.
Hey, I had to come off of mute. There ain't no low blow. I'm good, baby. I'm good, 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 good. Okay? Just like he got a race car, I got a race car that's a lot faster. And he got his father helping him. So what does that tell you? Back on mute.
You also got a house that ain't yours, too. Back on mute.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, yeah, who house it is? Hold on, hold on.
You don't like this shit.
If you want to get personal, we can get personal. Who house it is? It ain't mine.
Go ahead.
I told you.
Go ahead. I'll sting your ass.
No.
You open that can of worms. Who house it is?
Hey, listen, we're not going there.
Y'all got a roof over your head. God bless you. That's it.
See, Toy, the thing is this. This is the thing. Motherfuckers keep throwing shots, and when I drop a bomb on your ass, you're going to get mad. I'm going to make you go high in
the
Hold on, listen.
Antoine, listen, okay? I want to give you this much information, okay?
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man.
I'm a retired motherfucking veteran, dog. My house in my name, nigga. You go ask these other motherfuckers. I say plenty of shit.
It don't make a damn difference. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Keep throwing those jabs. I'm going to throw a bomb, drop a bomb. Keep right on going. Keep right on. I told you.
You can't drop shit.
Keep on
I got paperwork, dog. Hey, look. I got paperwork on everything other than telling on a nigga.
I'm asking both of y'all. We don't have to go there. I'm asking both of y'all.
I heard both comments, right? Shut up. If you don't want to go there, don't open Pandora's box. You don't know who happened to that man with his truck, if anybody happened to that man with his truck. But he do know some personal shit about you, though. So keep that shit racing, period.
Man, that motherfucker don't know shit. Bro, listen. Bro, I don't even post my wife on Facebook, nigga. Okay? Y'all don't know shit about me.
Wait, listen.
Don't nobody know shit about me.
Let them assume.
Seems kind of personal, or like I say in a joking way when I say you got a community truck or whoever helping you. If it's personal, I apologize. You know what I mean?
Man, listen, fuck all that dumb shit.
You know that, man. Hold up.
I'm gonna stop you there. Fuck that, because you got two motherfuckers on this phone. There's three motherfuckers on the phone that said the same fucking shit that's been going around for some fuck shit, and I'm gonna say what the fuck I want and how the fuck I want to say. Care how it needs to be carried.
And don't give a fuck how a bitch cares.
And don't give a fuck
how I don't care about all that shit, okay? Because I know. Hold on, let me talk. I don't care about that because I know. The only reason why I brought your dad into it is because he talks shit to me just like my dad talks shit to you. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why.
Let me say something. Y'all motherfuckers always throwing that daddy shit out there. Like a motherfucker, their old man, or whatever the case may be. Man, listen, that shit get old, yo. It don't matter if a motherfucker helping or not, right? Because your dad's supposed to stand behind you 100%. But y'all motherfuckers throw that shit out there like that shit a problem. So guess what? When you throw that out there, take what come with it. Period.
Some of us like to have somebody to help. So I don't see where the angle at. Some of us need some help. Some of us like to have somebody to help.
Weeby,
that's for sure.
Weeby,
exactly.
Weeby, you know me personally.
Weeby,
talking
They shoot it out there
for negativity, like a motherfucker. Goddamn, he ain't got no. Or just say the third. Like, that ain't the motherfucking case of the thing. Don't do that shit if you ain't really just ready to take it for wherever you're going to go with it. That's what I'm saying. Goddamn.
Hey, come on, y'all. I ain't got nobody helping me with shit.
Somebody got the TV on loud.
Weeby, you know me personally, dog. I ain't got nobody helping me with shit. You know what I mean? I just be fucking around and talking shit on, radio
I'm
going
to say this, y'all. I'm going to say this.
That's all
I
do. You know what I mean?
You don't have to help me. I just wish he was here. So I'm just going to say that. I just wish he was here.
Shit.
Hey, I done had help.
I done had people help me. I'm doing it myself now, and I wish I had help. So, this me personally, we be saying, I don't have both ways, and it's always good to have some extra help. I ain't never been shallow about it. I ain't never been embarrassed about it because the motherfucking pros, all the shit of them pros got, some of them ain't their shit. It's the sponsors shit, and they
most
just
of,
driving
most,
for it. So,
yeah. Most of it ain't.
So
that,
this is
what I'm saying.
But it's always good
black,
to have your own, but
from,
you don't,
coming,
you, there ain't no discredit, nothing.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. Coming from black folks, and I'm going to say it just like that, coming from black folks, it's always a problem when they, when a motherfucker say, oh, your daddy helping you, this, that, and the third. But, you know what I mean? Any other body else, when they got teammates and shit like that, white motherfuckers got teammates and this, that, and sponsors and all that, nothing be said. But goddamn, I mean, what the
true.
Fuck? Why motherfuckers always
That's
trying
true.
To shoot a bitch down if they know, if black motherfuckers always trying to shoot another black motherfucker down, talking about your daddy did this, your daddy did that. Fuck you talking about, man? All
right, so Marcus, I'm going to break it down to you, right? I'm going to break it down to you, right? For me, Marcus, personally, for me, all right, I don't have anyone. And anyone can tell
you,
anyone that ever said it was with me, listen, hold on, wait,
can I talk, bro?
If you didn't
have nobody,
my thing is this, listen, I'm trying to explain it to you. If you shut the fuck up for 1 minute, I'm trying
to
explain it
to
you.
Because you got so much bullshit.
My thing is this, listen, my thing is this, all right? Y'all motherfuckers stay trying to talk, lock in 5,000, lock in the whole pot, all that other
I'll
shit.
Be rough for those
bro,
things.
I
rough
have.
They ain't never said that.
This is all me. Huh? Who ain't never say that? I can recall on a couple of occasions when the motherfuckers told me, lock in the whole